UN ambassador. Even though Democrats have now twice blocked a vote on Bolton, Senate Republican leader Bill Frist says the nomination is, quote, not dead. After talking it over with Bush, Frist told reporters that Bush still expects an up or down vote. The about face by Frist, because shortly after he'd announced he was no longer seeking such a vote, he came out and said the opposite. Frist said he and Bush did not discuss a recess appointment, under which Bush could bypass the Senate entirely and put Bolton in temporarily for about a year and a half. Democrats have been demanding documents to see if Bolton misused U.S. intelligence or abused some of the people who disagreed with him. The Senate today voted to go ahead with an inventory of the nation's offshore oil and natural gas resources. It rejected an effort by Florida's two senators to strip that provision from the energy bill that is now being considered. The bill calls for the inventory to include areas that have been off limits to drilling for almost a quarter century. Supporters insist the proposal is not a prelude to drilling and would simply provide a reading on what resources might be available in the future. But Florida Senators Republican Mel Martinez, Democrat Bill Nelson call it the first step to drilling, including areas where drilling is now banned. The attorney for a former Ku Klux Klan leader convicted of manslaughter in the 1964 deaths of three civil rights workers in Mississippi says they will appeal. Attorney James McIntyre says jurors in the Edgar Ray Killen trial should not have been given the option of convicting on the manslaughter charge. Killen had been charged with murder, but prosecutors asked the judge to allow the jury to consider the lesser charge, which carries a maximum of 20 years in prison for each count. Killen is 80 years old, and he was convicted on three counts of manslaughter. The state attorney general, Jim Hood, celebrated the manslaughter conviction today, saying, quote, there's justice for all in Mississippi. Edgar Ray Killen will be officially sentenced on Thursday. This is Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley.
On time, because at 5 o'clock you still have work to finish, so you're stuck at the office because everything you need is on your office computer. Here's your solution. Go to MyPC.com. With GoToMyPC.com, you can remotely access your office computer from home or anywhere. All you need is an internet connection. Here's how it works. Simply log on to GoToMyPC.com and your office desktop instantly appears, just like you're sitting in front of it. GoToMyPC.com gives you complete access to everything on your office PC, all your files, emails, programs, and network resources. And here's a special offer just for Air America listeners. Try GoToMyPC.com free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the radio microphone, and type in promo code America. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio microphone, promo code America for this special offer.
This is the sound of an AK-47 being fired at you. This is the sound of a rocket-propelled grenade headed your way. This is the sound of a bullet ricocheting off. About. Maybe we should start listening to the people who live there. Go to truth.org to find out how you can help support troops in Iraq and Afghanistan. Operation Truth. We were there.
Paid for by Operation Truth, Incorporated.
Head driving to Valero. Gotta fill her up fast. I fill my tank to the brim with performance gas. Yeah, driving to Valero. Make a turn for the better. Yeah, driving to Valero. For all the room you need.
Get more vroom for your buck. Valero. Value, variety, vroom.
Randy Rhodes.
The only way to polish our image abroad, because we keep on killing the people to whom we'd like to be appealing, that we have a shiny American pro-democracy, pro-facts, pro-truth, pro-checks and balances kind of an image, and you haven't really modeled it very well. Convince the rest of the world that we're really Canada.
Randy Rhodes on Air America Radio.
Welcome to the program. My name is Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio. It's flip-flop night on the Malloy program tonight. Flip-flop. That's hard to say when you're still dealing with not quite finished with the implants. But it's flip-flop night on the Malloy program. Dick Durbin, too stupid to be president, and Frisk the Cat Killer. All flip-flopping like flounder. Big F, little F. What begins with F? Flip-flopping flounder. F, F, F. On tonight's Malloy program. Dick Durbin's apology for his very accurate and appropriate statement on Guantanamo abuses. I don't know what the hell to do. We'll play that for you at the bottom of the hour. Bush does a 180 on the status of his war, the war that he has waged against civilization. And Frist, this psychopath, he makes a head-spinning 180 in a matter of hours on the Bolton nomination. And they called Kerry a flip-flopper? Last night we told you Scott in Sacramento, California, sent me an email that a bunch of veterans were going to show up at the recruitment center in Sacramento. Is it in Sacramento? Yeah. And here's what happened. A military veterans organization claimed a major victory early Tuesday, that's today, after members, despite repeated police warnings of immediate arrest, were able to virtually swarm a bus carrying potential military recruits and distribute literature encourage them to not enlist to fight in the war in Iraq. It says here, the confrontation today occurred about a week after a young recruit passed through a similar band of veterans, changed her mind, and walked away from the military entrance processing station. Since then, the military has tried to stop the daily, very early morning protests. Now, today at about 5 o'clock, police and military recruiters repeated threats that they were going to arrest the veterans. Can you believe that? Huh? If I were a veteran, especially a combat veteran, and some pig put his hands on me because I was exercising my right to free speech on public property, oh my God, that would be it. I'd be in prison because I would murder the person who tried to stop me. I confess, I would commit on the spot in front of witnesses brutal murder. Eh? Wouldn't you? Police and military recruiters repeated the threats that they were going to arrest the veterans. However, about two dozen Veterans for Peace volunteers refused to leave and went ahead and distributed information and displayed signs about unfair tactics used by desperate military recruiters. George Main, who is the president of Veterans for Peace in Sacramento, said, "Many of us who have served our time in the military were willing to go to jail today if necessary to help these young people understand their rights. We've seen war, and we will not be intimidated." One of the things Veterans for Peace are asking for is that recruiters offer the potential new recruits a 72-hour cooling-off period because, you know, recruiters are liars. They prey on young people. They use intimidation, coercion, fraud. They're liars. They're lying bastards. They're worse than used car salesmen in Florida. That's how bad they are. Of course, especially now. Especially now. I mean, you have 72 hours to back out of a contract if you order siding for your house or buy a used car, for Christ's sake. If you have signed a contract that says you're willing to go kill people and die yourself, shouldn't you have the same 72-hour exit clause? Have I mentioned yet tonight how much I hate these people? My God. Thanks, Scott in Sacramento. I hope hope these veterans in Sacramento keep up the pressure. If you go to takebackthemedia.com, there's a new flash video there by American Stranger. It's not the video that he did of the hearings. This is a flash video. And it's titled Let Them Eat War. That's the name of a song by Bad Religion. You've got to go see this. Hear it. See it. Hear it. The music, Let Them Eat War by Bad Religion, is worth the price of admission to see this flash video, which is the price of admission is nothing. But go. Takebackthemedia.com. And it'll be on the left side of the main page. There'll be an icon. Click it. You got to see it. And speaking of Take Back the Media, an email today. Symbol Man, as you remember, he was on the program. When was that, Kathy? Last week sometime, right? Yeah, last Thursday. Symbol Man from Take Back the Media went to D.C. to videotape the Downing Street Minutes hearing and the rally afterwards, and Representative Conyers delivering that petition and signatures to the White House. Now, according to my emailer here, while Symbol Man was there, he teamed up with another video maker, Flux, who captured Representative Conyers at the White House gate with a petition signed by over 500,000 Americans and 122 members of Congress. So that's there, too, at Take Back the Media. So there's two things I want you to go see. TakeBackTheMedia.com. The Conyers delivering the petitions to it's pretty powerful stuff. Here is John Conyers, a ranking member of the House. What is it, Judiciary Committee? Is it Judiciary Committee or Foreign Relations? I don't know. But here's John Conyers, who single-handedly has been taking on the Bush crime family where it concerns these memos. What did Kerry say? I'm going back to Washington. You know, yeah, okay. But there stands Conyers up against the locked gates of the White House compound. And then uniformed Secret Service agents come out, step outside, and then a couple of flunkies step out and take the 500,000-plus signatures. And Flux captures it all in video. Now, the thing that American Stranger did, you can get a DVD on that for a contribution to Take Back the Media. But these two I'm telling you about are both free. Just go there, takebackthemedia.com, and check out Let Them Eat War, the music for which is provided by Bad Religion. And then take a look also at the Conyers presenting his stack of petitions. Thank God for Al Gore's internet, huh? Did you see this? Do y'all know what the Operation? Is it Operation Yellow Elephant? Is that what it is? Yeah, Operation Yellow Elephant. At where is it? Crooksandliars.com. Yeah. Okay. The Crooks and Liars tried to assist the nation's military recruiters since they're having so much trouble getting people who are willing to die for George Bush. So Crooks and Liars decided to help them out a little bit. So they wanted to place a full-page ad in the official program of the Young Republican National Convention, which is coming up. But the Young Republican leadership felt that such an appeal would, as the kids say, put a harsh on their buzz. So they decided, this is what the email that came back from the Young Republican National Convention. We're sorry, but we must regretfully reject this advertisement. We feel that the tone of the message is too negative. Now, what did the ad say? Well, it's a huge blue circle with a yellow elephant in it urinating. And the caption around the circle says, Operation Yellow Elephant, because ranting is safer than enlisting. And then the ad says, our nation at war. We are in a desperate struggle for all we believe in. Our military is suffering a manpower crisis. Why are you here when your country needs you in Iraq? Talk is cheap. America needs more from you. College, family, and careers can wait. Heed your nation's call and enlist in the infantry today. And these little pissant young Republicans said, we're sorry,
You know, the tone of that message is too negative. You know, Negroes and Latinos are supposed to go fight. Not us. We're young Republicans. We don't fight. We support the war. And you know, we have lots of snowflakes we probably are going to have to take care of. But wars are for Negroes. Wars are for Latinos and who else? Liberals. But not us. We all, you know, we have careers. We have college. We have, some of us even have girlfriends. So no thanks, we can't run your ad. Too negative, too negative, too negative, too negative, too negative.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
What's more delectable than caviar, more indulgent than curling up on cashmere, and more satisfying than purring the day away? New Fancy Feast Gourmet Gold Dry Cat Food.
At last.
At last, a dry cat food good enough to be called Fancy Feast. Your cat will be an absolute bliss. Visit FancyFeast.com to find out how you can receive a free sample of new Fancy Feast Gourmet Gold.
When you take 15 girls hiking, you've got to stay alert, even with bad allergies.
Hey, stay together!
Now I'm Claritin Clear. Only Claritin is proven to make me as alert and focused as someone without allergies. Claritin gives me 24-hour non-drowsy relief from my worst symptoms like sneezing, runny nose, and itchy eyes. No cell phones in hiking. Stay focused. Live Claritin Clear.
Try Claritin Ready Tabs free. Go to Claritin.com or text message 24CLR. Only brand clinically tested. Use as directed.
Question: what has four legs, eight cylinders, and a box set of the 100 greatest road songs? Answer:
well, hello,
the Gecko Mobile. Fasten your seatbelts, America. Geico is proud to present the Gecko, and he's headed your way.
Come see the Gecko, appearing at the Meadowlands State Fair June 23rd through 26th. Yes, the Gecko from Geico will be there in person to say hello, give away free gifts for the kids, and give you a chance to spin the Gecko wheel for a special prize. He may be small, but he's the biggest name in car insurance savings, and he'll be appearing at the Meadowlands State Fair at the Meadowlands Sports Complex from June 23rd through 26th. So look for him. He'll be looking for you.
Planet Check.
Rudy Wiedemann, president and CEO of Biodiesel Solutions, empowers people to be energy independent.
We sell to families, co-ops, ranchers, farmers, small fleet owners to allow them to turn used French fry oil from their restaurants in their local community into clean-burning biodiesel fuel.
Biodiesel is an earth-friendly fuel.
When you burn the biodiesel, you are reducing the overall pollution by 70 to 80% in comparison to diesel.
Make your own biodiesel with the Fuelmeister.
The Fuelmeister is user-friendly. We make it very convenient. You don't have to move hoses around. All you have to do to operate it is flip a switch or turn a valve handle.
They teach you the craft so you can be confident in making your own high-quality fuel. More online at
biodieselsolutions.com.
That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is made possible thanks to Puramind, the Institute for Advanced Digital Audio Training. Puramind is a certified Apple and DigiDesign training location. Puramind.com.
This invitation may change the way you look at life if you're dependent on glasses or contact lenses to see at distance or for reading. Customized laser vision treatments that correct the unique imperfections in your vision 25 times more accurately than other methods are now available at New York Presbyterian Hospital, Weill Cornell Medical Center. Dr. Sandra Belmont, director of the cornea service at Cornell Medical College, provides the most advanced and precise FDA-approved wave scan-driven corrections to safely improve eyesight for people with problems reading and seeing at distance. And help throw away your glasses and contact lenses. To see what you've been missing and learn more about wave-scan-driven and no-touch laser vision procedures, call Dr. Belmont at 212-746-2020. That's 212-746-2020. Or visit us at www.cornelllaservision.com. That's www.cornelllaservision.com.
Host, The Mike Malloy Show. All substance, no abuse.
Twenty-one past the hour. If you're keeping track, the cost of Bush's murderous enterprise in Iraq is just about ready to pass the entire cost of the Korean War. Huh? Since the September 11th attacks that Bush used as his excuse to get all imperialistic on the rest of the world, Congress has approved $350 billion. Now that's not I'm not talking about military budget. That's off budget stuff. Now that amount includes $82 billion just last month. And today, what did they get yesterday? Another $45 billion yesterday, huh? Right? How much do these bastards need? How much do they need? So the thugs in the Pentagon now, under the control of Rumsfeld, have received a total of $364 billion. I'm sorry, $350 billion. The defense budget for fiscal year 2006 will be $364 billion.
Oh my God. Boy, Bush was right when he said he hit the trifecta, huh? Wasn't he?
God, I hate these people. In just a couple of minutes, right after the break, the bottom of the hour, we're going to have Too Stupid to Be President and Dick Durbin. Oh, it's so sad. Oh, my God. Meanwhile, Bob Geldof, you remember Bob Geldof, used to be a rock singer, Boomtown Rats, yada, yada. He's become an anti-poverty candidate. I have a lot of respect for what he's doing. He called on Pope Benedict today. Geldof said today that the Pope ought to join the protest near next month's G8 summit in Scotland to add his voice, the Pope's voice, to the throngs who will be there, according to Geldof, calling for action to help Africa. Now, Geldof was in Rome to promote what is called the Italian stage at the Live 8 concert on July 2nd. I don't know what that means. What does it mean, Kathy, an Italian stage? I guess that's where the Italian rock... that's in Italy, because this is a multi... Yeah, that must be it, because it's going to be in various capitals around the globe. So he was there to promote the Italian, the stage in Italy, on this Live 8 concert on July 2nd. And he said, Geldof said he had written to the Pope about his campaign to aid Africa, and that he, Geldof, had only received a photograph of the Pope in return.
Jesus Christ,
so to speak. Geldof said, I don't want a picture. I want him to come to Edinburgh. Pope Benedict, Geldof said, has great theologies. For many years he has been singing the songs of the poor. I want him to come and sing with us in Edinburgh. Now, if you'll remember, Geldof and Bono, the two of them together met Pope Benedict's predecessor, John Paul, at his summer residence in Castle Gandolfo. That's the castle of Gandalf. You knew that, didn't you? Okay. They met with John Paul at Castle Gandolfo in 1999 to discuss third world debt. And As a result of that, John Paul had influenced Western leaders on that particular issue. Geldof said, while it would be unusual for a pope to attend a political event such as the Make Poverty History rally and the concert, if you want to show up for the concert, Geldof said it was where the pope belongs. Geldof said, we need the moral leaders, the spiritual leaders. Well, you're not going to find that in the Catholic Church hierarchy, Bob. You're not going to find it in Rome, in the Vatican. You may find it out in the streets, where you have priests and nuns who are busting their asses to try to do the work of Christ and getting no help whatsoever from Rome, except maybe excommunication if they step over the line and suggest it's okay to use birth control after you've had 9 children in some godforsaken Guatemalan village. No, Bob, you're not going to find the help you're looking for in the Vatican. And you know it. So go somewhere else, Bob. We love you. We love you to death. All right, stick around. When we come back, Dick Durbin and Bunny Pants. Who else do we have? Durbin and Bunny Pants? Is that it? Oh, Simple Scotty. We got some Simple Scotty, too. Stick around. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
Have to be a big footer. You don't have to have a great brain. You don't have to have any clothes on. You're a Catholic the moment that came. Because every sperm is sacred. Every sperm is great. If a sperm is wasted, God gets quite irate.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
What is it, Bob?
You can take this job.
Yeah, take this job and shove it. So you're quitting, huh?
Yep.
I bet you're going to start your own business.
Right.
What do you know about starting a business? You're going to buy a business, start from scratch. How about startup money?
Well.
You even know where to get startup money?
That my brother.
Got a business plan? Can't raise money to start a business without a business plan.
I can't.
You're pathetic. You need Bruce Berman's book. It's called I Got Here, You Can Too. A master's course in becoming a millionaire. Want to be a millionaire, Bob?
That's the idea.
Then you got to buy his book. It shows exactly how Berman made a fortune in business and how you can too. Want a profitable business, Bob?
Sure.
Thanks, Bob. This is Bruce Berman. If you want to make $5, $10, even $15,000 a month right now from the comfort of your own home, then you don't have to buy my book. I will give you a free copy of my book and my Making Money CD. That's over $100 value. This limited time free offer is available only on my website, 9freebook.com. That's the number 9freebook.com. That's the number 9freebook.com. You could be making money within 30 days, guaranteed. So log on to 9freebook.com now.
What's more delectable than caviar, more indulgent than curling up on cashmere, and more satisfying than purring the day away? New Fancy Feast Gourmet Gold Dry Cat Food. At last, a dry cat food good enough to be called Fancy Feast. Your cat will be in absolute bliss. Visit FancyFeast.com to find out how you can receive a free sample of new Fancy Feast Gourmet Gold.
I'm a reporter, and when a story breaks, I have to do my job, even when I'm congested from my worst allergies. Fortunately, I found Claritin D. Now, I'm Claritin Clear.
25 seconds, Tom.
Claritin D gives me non-drowsy, long-lasting relief from even my worst allergy symptoms, like congestion and sinus pressure. Nothing is stronger or faster than Claritin D. It takes on my worst symptoms and leaves me clear.
5 seconds.
Get tough on your toughest allergy symptoms. Live Claritin Clear.
Use as directed. Comparisons are among oral OTC allergy products.
On the NASCAR circuit, the drivers and their crews know all about power. Even battery power. In fact, when every second counts, Kevin Harvick's pit crew trusts one brand of battery in every critical device they use. It's Duracell. So whether it's 600 horsepower or the 9 volts that power their precision instruments, it just has to work. Duracell. Trusted everywhere.
Picture this.
You're on the phone with a customer, he likes what he hears and he wants to see it, but you can't meet in person for weeks. You say, how about right now? Sounds great, doesn't it? With GoToMeeting, you can do it. With the click of the mouse, invite anyone to meet you online during your conference call so they can see your desktop and you can show them what you're talking about. Present, demonstrate, or collaborate, just like you're in the same room. GoToMeeting, brought to you by the makers of GoToMyPC, is the easiest and most affordable web conferencing service available. You can meet as often as you want, for as long as you need, all for one low monthly rate. Air America listeners can try GoToMeeting free for 30 full days. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click on the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA for this special offer. Try GoToMeeting free today.
Sound familiar? Do your kids drive you crazy? Do they push your buttons and make you mad? Do you raise your voice or even at times threaten and later wish you hadn't? Well, listen carefully, because now there is hope and help. It's in the form of new video presentations by a Johns Hopkins trained board certified child psychiatrist who's helped over 10,000 children and their families. The simple-to-follow 10-step program takes only 20 minutes to view and will teach you how to help your child behave better, much better, right away. Guaranteed or your money back. Check out the website www.2behave.com. That's www.2behave.com. Don't wait. Act now and make your family's lives easier and better. That's www.2behave.com.
Hi, I'm Pam Dauber. Are you falling behind in school or at work because you can't keep up with the huge volume of reading that's required? Do you feel like you're drowning in a sea of reading? Introducing IQ, the revolutionary reading and comprehension program. Today's world is supercharged and competitive, and the fact is, those that can process information efficiently will be the ones to get ahead. You see, the average person reads about 200 to 300 words per minute, but after only 12 easy 7-minute IQ sessions, many people move from reading 200 to 2,000 words per minute. Imagine what you could accomplish reading and comprehending at that speed. Don't let another day go by allowing your reading skills to hold you back. Call IQ today.
Call now. We'll send you the complete IQ computer program free for 30 days. That's 1-800-900-2657. You cover a nominal shipping fee, and the program is yours to use and evaluate for 30 days. Call now. 1-800-900-2657. That's 1-800-900-2657.
Hi, I'm Mark Maron. Join me and Mark Riley for Wednesday's Morning Sedition. We've heard a lot of disturbing details about what goes on in U.S. military detention centers, so why is the fact that Saddam Hussein is eating Doritos behind bars the most disconcerting to me? We'll talk to Lisa DiPaolo, the writer behind the GQ story about Saddam in prison. Is it a case of too much information? And we'll ask her whether it's just a funny story or an attempt to humanize a notorious dictator on Wednesday's Morning Sedition.
Ready for a liberal helping of truth? It's more of Mike Malloy.
It's about 26 before the hour. By the way, today is the 51st day since the Times of London, a newspaper owned by Rupert Murdoch, reported the existence of the secret minutes of the meetings conducted by the highest-ranking members of Blair's government, Tony Blair's government. The meetings wherein the plans of the Bush administration to lie the United States and, consequently, the UK into a war were discussed, a war based on absolute lies. Since that war began, 1,731 Americans have been killed. Thousands of U.S. soldiers have had their legs, their arms, their hands, their fingers, their eyes blown off. Tens of thousands of Iraqi civilians have been murdered, including, hey, you right-wing Christian freaks, thousands of children, living children, breathing children, not embryos. Tens of thousands of Iraqi civilians have been murdered by the United States. So, why isn't the liberal American media reporting this story on day 51 on the front page of every newspaper? Why is it not the lead story on every television newscast? Why are not the leading lights of the Fourth Estate in this country demanding the resignation of both George Bush and Dick Cheney? Because they are war criminals. They are war criminals. They are war criminals. Dick Durbin. I don't know what to say. I really don't. But the question, is there no one left in the Democratic Party who can make a statement that is factually correct, that rips these bastards where they should be ripped and not back down? He apologized today for comparing American interrogators at Gitmo to Nazis and other historically infamous figures, which is not what he did. That's how it's reported by the Associated Press. Durbin initially refused to apologize for the statement he made last week that quoted from an FBI agent's report, to which Durbin added his own personal, heartfelt, in-the-gut feelings. He initially refused to apologize. As a matter of fact, the day after his initial comments last week, he said, no, this administration should apologize to the American people for abandoning the Geneva Conventions and authorizing torture techniques that put our troops at risk and make Americans less secure. That's what he said last week. But Rumsfeld got on his ass. Bill Frist got on his ass. Rumsfeld said that it was like Jane Fonda calling U.S. soldiers war criminals in 1972. And then Chicago Mayor Richard Daley, another Democrat, added his voice to this chorus of yakking and screaming. Now, what did Durbin say? Let's listen to the original, a piece of the original statement. This came deep in a lengthy statement he was making about how the United States is being turned into a charnel house. Well, not us. But Iraq and Gitmo and Abu Ghraib and Afghanistan and all the places where we murder and torture and beat people to death. Here's what he said then.
Let me read to you what one FBI agent saw. And I quote from his report.
His report.
On a couple of occasions, I entered interview rooms to find a detainee chained hand and foot in a fetal position to the floor with no chair, food, or water. Most times, they urinated or defecated on themselves and had been left there for 18 to 24 hours or more. If I read this to you and didn't tell you that it was an FBI agent describing what Americans had done to prisoners in their control, you would most certainly believe this must have happened by Nazis, Soviets in their gulags, or some mad regime, Pol Pot or others, that had no concern for human beings. Sadly, that's not the case. This was the action of Americans.
Everything he said is either factually correct or absolutely true, based on Dick Durbin's, and by the way, my interpretation of history. So here's what he said today.
I made reference to the Nazis, to the Soviets, and other repressive regimes. Mr. President, I've come to understand that was a very poor choice of words. I'm sorry if anything that I said caused any offense or pain to those who have such bitter memories of the Holocaust.
Oh, please!
I'm sorry if anything I said in any way cast a negative light on our fine men and women in the military.
I never, ever intended any disrespect for them. Some may believe that my remarks crossed the line. To them, I extend my heartfelt apologies.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. In the Minneapolis Star Tribune, a letter to the editor from James P. Glazer, North Home, Minnesota, Commander, American Legion Post 499. Being a member of the Minnesota Republican Party, this is hard to write, but being a combat veteran requires me to. I would like to thank Senator Dick Durbin for having the courage to stand up and demand that we close our prison in Guantanamo. Now that Colin Powell has left, there is no one in a leadership position in the Bush administration who has seen combat. If they had, they would realize the lifetime of psychological trauma that is inflicted on our troops when they are required to chain prisoners to the floor, leaving them in that position so long that they urinate and defecate on themselves. FBI reports tell how some prisoners left in that way have pulled their own hair out. Years from now, American Marines who volunteered to defend our country will still be going to counseling, trying to get rid of the guilt of knowing they were forced to engage in torture. James Glazer, Commander, American Legion Post 499. From the Minneapolis Star Tribune editorial page today, also. Durbin's remarks were condemned by the White House, the Pentagon, the Christian Coalition, Veterans of Foreign Wars, Newt Gingrich, and the entire right side of the talk radio television blog world. The heat got so bad that late in the week, Durbin apologized if his remarks had been misunderstood. They weren't, and Durbin should not have apologized. Instead, the senator should have hit back hard, just as the Amnesty International did when its comparison of Guantanamo to the Soviet Gulag was attacked. By caving in, Durbin did just what the orchestrated right-wing smear effort required to succeed. It made him the story, rather than focusing further attention on the outrageous violations of international law and human rights being perpetrated in Guantanamo and elsewhere in the name of the American people. The comments that were criticized came late in a long, thoughtful speech on the Senate floor in which Durbin reflected on the United States' obligation to be better than reprehensible regimes of the past. He talked at some length about mistakes American presidents made in previous wars, repealing habeas corpus during the Civil War, interning Americans of Japanese descent during World War II, taking over the steel industry during the Korean War, and he urged Bush to recognize and rectify his mistake in prisoner treatment during the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq. Durbin was spot on in his assessment of Guantanamo, and that's why he was so roundly attacked. He told the truth. And his message is of vital importance. The United States is better than this. The issue of whether Durbin's rhetoric crossed a line is small potatoes compared with the undeniable truth that American treatment of its prisoners has crossed many, many lines of morality, of international law, of practical benefit. But instead of discussing what goes on at Guantanamo, Abu Ghraib, and other prison camps, the right would prefer to get into a senseless argument about whether we are better than the Nazis, or Saddam, or the Soviets, or Pol Pot, or whomever. A critic of Guantanamo right raises a comparison. It's a tactic the group running Washington has used again and again. They're quite deliberately changing the subject from Guantanamo to words spoken on the Senate floor. It's not too late, as Durbin said of Bush in his speech. The senator should stop apologizing and keep up the criticism of the hellhole America's military has created at Guantanamo. He has no reason to be defensive. He's telling the truth! It's a truth Americans need to hear, and its tellers must resist intimidation!
Get
listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
What's more delectable than caviar, more indulgent than curling up on cashmere, and more satisfying than purring the day away? New Fancy Feast Gourmet Gold Dry Cat Food. At last, a dry cat food good enough to be called Fancy Feast. Your cat will be an absolute bliss. Visit FancyFeast.com to find out how you can receive a free sample of new Fancy Feast Gourmet Gold.
No matter what you do, work can be stressful. And all that stress might cause you to grind your teeth at night. So why not go out and buy yourself a doctor's night guard, the dental protector you wear at night to cushion and save your teeth and put all that grinding to a stop. Just like that. Relieve the nightly grind with the doctor's night guard. Now in three sizes at Rite Aid and other fine stores.
Have you ever wondered how some people get to the top of their careers faster than others? Is it hard work? Dedication? Luck? It's probably a combination of all three, and something else. When these people see something they believe will give them an edge, they jump on it. Like GoToMyPC, the award-winning remote access solution that will ensure you never miss an important opportunity again. It's the fastest, easiest way to access your office or home PC from any PC, anywhere. All you need is internet access, and you can work on your programs, files, emails, and network from anywhere. No wonder GoToMyPC has been voted best remote access software. Here's a special offer just for Air America listeners. Try GoToMyPC.com free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the radio microphone, and type in promo code America. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio microphone, promo code America for this special offer.
The following phone call was not recorded on February 30th, 2004.
Thank you for calling about DirecTV. My name is Lynn. How can I help you?
Thank you, sir. Thank goodness you're there. You've got to help me. My cable company is raising their rates again. I don't know what I'm going to do.
It's okay, ma'am. I'm here to help. I'm glad you called.
They're taking away our favorite channels and charging more. It's just wrong.
Ma'am, I get that all the time. Let me help you right away. Would you like to get over 125 channels of your favorite programming for only $41.99?
Will I still be able to get my local channel?
Absolutely. And you can get up to a four-room DirecTV system for free with standard professional installation included for all new customers with an annual programming commitment. Offer available on approved credit terms.
Call American Satellite, 1-800-789-0964. That's 1-800-789-0964. Ask how you can get 50 premium channels free for 3 months at $140 value. 1-800-789-0964. At $4.99 a month for second and each additional TV. Offer ends 7/31/05. Call now.
Mom just turned 82. I really worry about her living alone.
My mom's 74, and this is the first year she's going to be on her own. It's pretty scary.
My dad's 88. He's in great shape, but I still need to check on him several times a day.
Each year, more and more older Americans choose to maintain their independence and live alone. But if you're a child of one of them, you worry. What would happen if they became ill, got injured, or fell, and were unable to reach a phone? The answer is a small pendant from Alert USA. This two-way personal emergency response system is meant for those times when help is needed but the phone is out of reach. The wearer simply presses the pendant, alerting our monitoring station, who then summons help to their residence. Right now, for a limited time, get the Alert USA system for just 50 cents a day. For a free brochure, call 1-800-401-8833. That's 1-800-401-8833. Act now and we'll also send you a free 911 cell phone when you subscribe.
1-800-401-8833. Got the flying monkey right blues? Here's the cure, Mike Malloy.
Now, that was that last thing I read was an editorial from the Minneapolis Star Tribune. Here's from the Boston Herald very quickly. Last Friday, the Boston Herald said the second highest ranking Democrat in the Senate has compared American servicemen and women to Nazis on the floor of that body. Has political debate sunk so low that a comment that hideous can be made by Senator Richard Durbin without repercussions? Oh, these bastards. Senator Trent Lott, the editorial says, lost his leadership position for the lesser, if still odious, offense of praising Strom Thurmond's presidential campaign decades earlier. And then a quote statement says, quote, if I read this and did not tell you that it was an FBI agent describing what Americans had done to prisoners in their control, you would most certainly believe this must have been done by Nazis, Soviets in their gulags, or some mad regime, Pol Pot or others, Durbin said of Guantanamo. Guantanamo abuses, with quotes around it, like ratcheting up the air conditioning in detainee cells. Oh, you bastards. You bastards. When Amnesty International, the Boston Herald editorial staff writes, when Amnesty International makes such comparisons, it irreversibly damages its credibility. When a U.S. senator does so, he damages the institution and the country he serves. Durbin must go. No, the Boston Herald editorial staff must go. Why don't you cowardly bastards pick up a weapon and go fight in this war? Huh? You people are so quick to make statements like this. Why don't you go down to Guantanamo, send one of your reporters down there, you jackasses, and see what's going on? My God. I got this email from Heather, daughter of a Minnesota Pearl Harbor vet. She says, Mike, I sent the note below to Senator Dick Durbin today. I was so shocked that he felt he needed to back down from the courageous remarks he made last week. We need to support those heroic public servants who have the cojones to stand up to the Bush crime family. I'm so sorry. I think he may have been somehow forced to apologize for what he said. How does this happen? Mike, I have lived here in this little house in St. Paul, Minnesota for many years. My immigrant Irish Catholic grandmother and my immigrant Russian Jewish grandfather claimed this old barn and resurrected it into a home at the dawn of the Great Depression. We have lived here generations since. We're not far from where Wellstone lived after he moved to St. Paul when he decided to go to Washington. And he was a family neighbor. We knew him well. I will never forget something he said upon his return from a rally in Austin, Minnesota, meatpacking Union Town, shortly before he died. He told us Dick Cheney was there. He said Cheney whispered in his ear, "Watch your ass, boy, and look out for your family." My ears are burning, and now I'm not sure just how much we can ask from our public servants. But here's what I wrote. Dear Senator Durbin, I was so proud of you last week. Please do not back down. You are speaking for my father, who is a Pearl Harbor vet, and who walked across the Philippines to Bataan and barely escaped being tortured to death by the Japanese. He is now nearly 90, and I want you to know he is an American Jew. He would never dispute that what is happening here today in America can be compared to the actions of the Nazis. He wept when he heard of the torture that is being conducted in our name, and then he wrote a letter to his neighborhood paper. Quote, "It shames me," he wrote. "It shames the memory of my comrades who died. It shames every American that this brutality is being conducted in our name." And then he wrote more. "This," he wrote, "does not happen because a few kids from Kansas lost their minds. This cannot happen without orders from above." End quote. So please do not give up, Senator Durbin. You are a real American hero. Please do not apologize. We need you to stand up to the enemy. Signed, Heather, and her last name, daughter of a Minnesota Pearl Harbor vet. And I think I think Heather is on Live 5. Heather, is that you? You're the one that wrote this letter? Heather? Okay, Heather just hung up. Yeah, call back, Heather. We'd love to chat with you for a second. Very quickly, now we don't have time. We don't have time. Well, what the hell? Let's just start. Philip, jump in here. I'll put you on hold because I know you got a lot to say. Hi, Philip. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, sir.
I'm doing as well as can be expected today.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Durbin thing really annoyed me, you know, and this is a trend that we keep seeing and seeing over and over again. They keep, like you said, flip-flopping, and it just annoys me, and I'm about ready to pull my membership out of the Democratic Party as well. I'm about to register as an independent because I've had about enough of this, you know.
I know. I can't. I don't understand. What the hell did they do to Durbin? What did they do to him?
They threatened him. Yeah, and that's what I think. I think they threatened him.
Dear God.
There's
hey, hold on.
A lot of secrets in this government, you know?
Hold on, Philip. I got to do a break. Hold on. I'll come back to you right after the break. So stick around. And Heather, call back in. I saw you were on the line. And it was a great letter, and we'd love to hear from you. Stay with us, Truth Seekers. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
Malloy on Air America Radio. This is the Nation Minute on Air America Radio.
It's painfully ironic that as the confirmation of Deep Throat's identity has allowed the Washington Post to relive its Watergate-era glory days, the newspaper is blowing the dramatically more significant story of the fixed intelligence the Bush administration used to scam Congress and U.S. allies into supporting the war with Iraq. Last week, when the ranking Democrat on the House Judiciary Committee, Michigan's John Conyers, chaired a hearing on the Downing Street memo, which details British concerns about the Bush administration's warping of intelligence data, the Post ridiculed Conyers and other members of Congress who are trying to get to the bottom of the scandal former White House counsel John Dean has correctly identified as worse than Watergate. Post writer Dana Milbank penned a snarky piece that, like similar articles in the New York Times, displayed all the skepticism regarding Bush administration misdeeds that one might expect to find in a White House press release. Conyers hit back with a letter detailing the failure of the media to cover the story. Read that letter at thenation.com. This is John Nichols for Air America Radio.
When you take 15 girls hiking, you've got to stay alert, even with bad allergies. Hey, stay together! Now I'm Claritin Clear. Only Claritin is proven to make me as alert and focused as someone without allergies. Claritin gives me 24-hour non-drowsy relief from my worst symptoms like sneezing, runny nose, and itchy eyes. No cell phones in hiking. Stay focused. Live Claritin Clear.
Try Claritin Ready Tabs free. Go to Claritin.com or text message 24CLR. Only brand clinically tested. Use as directed.
What's more delectable than caviar, more indulgent than curling up on cashmere, and more satisfying than purring the day away? New Fancy Feast Gourmet Gold Dry Cat Food.
At last,
a dry cat food good enough to be called Fancy Feast. Your cat will be in absolute bliss. Visit FancyFeast.com to find out how you can receive a free sample of new Fancy Feast Gourmet Gold.
So, I keep hearing it's all about the O. Well, I wanted to find out for myself, so I went to Overstock.com. And I found this big-screen TV for 60% below retail. I got the perfect set of golf clubs, a tent. I even found diamond earrings for the wife. Every item was 50% or more below retail, and my order was shipped to my door for $2.95. Man, I can buy DVDs, books, CDs, most priced below Amazon. Who knew shopping could be so easy? Discover how it is all about the O. Overstock.com.
Welcome to Sears Auto Center.
Hi, do you sell Michelin tires?
Sure do. In fact, it's Michelin's 40th anniversary at Sears, and all Michelin tires are on sale at our lowest prices of the season.
Okay, well, I'd like
In fact, it's our biggest Michelin tire sale ever.
Wow, that's great, but I just
And you can shop at Sears while you wait.
That is why I'm here. Look, here's my cell number. Oh. I'll take a set of Michelin. Why don't you call me when it's done?
Happy shopping!
Honey, you have no idea!
Michelin tire sale ends July 2nd. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Sears, good life, great price.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. Schwarzenegger approval slides. California voters appear to be less and less happy with the performance of Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger. A new statewide poll finds only 37% of registered voters approve of the governor's job performance. The field poll found 53% of registered voters do not approve. That's an 18-point jump in the dissatisfaction number since February, the biggest erosion in support. Comes among Democrats and nonpartisan voters, but the poll also found falling support among Republicans. The survey started the same night Schwarzenegger announced he was calling a special election to have voters decide on several issues. The U.S. Embassy in Baghdad says Saddam Hussein's trial is a matter for the Iraqis to handle. That statement from the embassy says Iraq has an independent judiciary that investigates and tries crimes according to Iraqi law. The statement comes after Iraq's justice minister accused the U.S. of meddling in Saddam's interrogation. Abdel Hussein Shandal says it appears there are lots of secrets American officials want to keep, so they're delaying Iraqi efforts to question the former dictator. Shandal also said Saddam's trial would be finished this year. British police arrested a man in connection with suicide bomb attacks against troops in Iraq. About 30 officers raided a house in Manchester, England, and arrested a 40-year-old man under Britain's anti-terrorism laws. A spokesman for Greater Manchester Police says the suspect believed to have shared the house with another man who traveled to Iraq to take part in a suicide bombing that targeted coalition forces. Britain still has some 8,500 troops in Iraq, most in the southern city of Basra. 88 British troops have been killed in Iraq. Experts say health care costs for privately insured Americans stabilized some last year but still rose faster than the pace of inflation. The report by the Center for Studying Health System Change found medical spending rose 8.2% last year. That is down slightly from the year before, but more than double the inflation rate. The center's director says they expect costs to rise by roughly another 8% this year, and they say the increase could lead to more people going without insurance. Experts on both sides have had their say in Pennsylvania during a debate over whether public schools should teach intelligent design as an alternative to evolution. A state House subcommittee heard testimony on a bill to allow local school boards to mandate their science lessons include intelligent design. That's the concept that holds the complexity of the universe means it must have been created by a guiding force. Lehigh University professor, though, told the committee intelligent design has no religious underpinnings, but critics say it's really just a secular form of Bible-based creationism.
Do you know your credit score? You should, because staying on top of your credit could help save you thousands of dollars. You can now get your credit score and credit report at freecreditreport.com.
I go online and in seconds I get my credit report and credit score free.
I can even print it right off my computer.
Staying on top of my credit helped me save a lot of money.
Get your free credit report and score when you sign up for a 30-day credit monitoring trial at freecreditreport.com. That's freecreditreport.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Maron. This summer, you can give a New York City child the chance to experience the joys of summer away from the noise and smog of city life. The Gloria Wise Boys and Girls Club of New York and 1190 WLIB offer you an opportunity to send an inner city child to Camp Air America. Instead of playing by an open fire hydrant, they can swim in a lake. Please go to www.airamericaradio.com and click on the Camp Air America t-shirt banner to make a donation. And you'll not only change a child's summer, you'll change a child's life.
Are you tired of mortgage, car, and credit card payments? What if I told you that you could eliminate all of your debt, including your mortgage, in 9 years or less? You probably wouldn't believe me, and I wouldn't have believed it either, until I met financial advisor Howard Ruff, author of The Truth, What Debt Reduction Companies Don't Want You to Know. He recommends No More Mortgage as the ideal solution for elimination of your debts. They took my 30-year mortgage, my car loans, my IRS debt, and my credit card bills, and consolidated them into a custom plan just for me. I'll be completely out of debt in under 8 years, and it didn't cost me one penny more than what I was already paying. This is the real deal. Call them now.
800-401-9418. No More Mortgage is not a debt consolidation company. They eliminate debt. If you're a homeowner and have $10,000 or more in non-mortgage debt, call now. 800-401-9418. 800-401-9418.
Would you like to look and feel 10 years younger in 10 weeks? Ultimate HGH is clinically proven in a double-blind study to help you look and feel younger. We're so confident that Ultimate HGH works that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of Ultimate HGH and turn back the clock. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now, 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447.
The Al Franken Show.
Hi, this is Al Franken on the Al Franken Show. We not only report on the news, we also make news. We not only expose scandals, we sometimes engage in scandalous behavior. On our next show, Dittohead Mark Luther will break some news about his upcoming Colorado fiddle camp. And then he and I will engage in an embarrassing screaming match. News, scandal, and mandatory opinion next time on Franken.
Welcome back. 6:30 past the hour. Air America Radio. My name is Malloy. Were we not talking with someone? They're gone? Oh, okay. Philip. Is Philip the one who was holding on? I don't think so, but let's go to Philip then. Philip, were you holding on?
Yes, I was still holding.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you. I'm glad you held on over the break. Now, where were we?
Well, I was saying, you know, I think this thing with Dick Durbin, it's odd to me that, you know, he would stand up for what was right and then all of a sudden turn around and apologize. And I've got the feeling that he was threatened by the Bush crime family. It's the only reasonable explanation I can come up with.
Well, I don't know what to think. I do know that in doing what he did, it's like tossing a chunk of bloody human flesh to the vampires and cannibals that operate out of the Bush crime family. They love this. They devour it. They eat this. They rip off bloody chunks and stuff it down their gullets. Rush Limbaugh, the pig man, the cockroach, Sean Hannity, and everybody in the Bush crime family, they love this. You know, when somebody makes a strong statement that is absolutely spot on, and then 5 days later wimps out and hangs his head and stands in the well of the Senate and cries, for Christ's sake, about something that he said that was truthful, the right wing loves it. They just eat it. They fall on it. They rip chunks off and stuff it in their mouths.
And you know, the thing is, you know, we see this happening every day. And I'm just wondering what it's going to take for people to really get the point here, you know?
I don't know. You know, I've got
what's happening.
I got a bunch of people emailing me saying that somebody in the Bush crime family got to Durbin and threatened his life or threatened his children or threatened his wife or threatened his parents. You know, then I think about Bill Frist. You know, somebody got to him today. You know, I wouldn't give a damn if Bill Frist disappears tomorrow, if he just goes up in a flame of some sort. But he did a complete 180. So, when, you know, I guess there's a part of me that wouldn't be surprised. Look what they did to Wellstone. You know, it would not surprise me to find out that they threatened Durbin's life if they didn't say, look, you little rat bastard, go out there and apologize. So I don't know. Is that weird? Oh, that's weird. Have I got my tinfoil hat on? Oh, yeah. Is it conspiracy junk? Absolutely. But this is Bush's America where this kind of stuff happens. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. And, you know, John McCain had to put his 2 cents in at the end of it, you know.
Oh, yeah.
What kills me about this guy, okay, is Bush was talking to that Vietnamese prime minister, and McCain had this to say about it. He said, you know, Vietnamese needs to make significant improvements in human rights and religious freedom. Well, meanwhile, okay, the stupid one, okay, was hanging out with the Baptist today.
Sure.
And Jerry Falwell. And he told them, well, they're being compassionate, you know, they're practicing compassion by defending family and the sacred institution of marriage, you know. What are we talking about here, you know?
Yeah, I know.
We're talking about a government, okay, that's not practicing democracy, it's practicing the 14 threads of fascism.
That's right.
And it's about time people got through their heads that that's what's happening. It's about time people started speaking up and doing something about it.
I know.
You know, not just sitting back and expecting it to improve, you know. Well, it's not happening to me, so I'm just going to bury my head in the sand like an ostrich, you know. People have to speak up. You know, and if we find out that Dick Durbin and other people are being intimidated to change their mind, then it's up to us as citizens to get out there and say something. If not, you're just as much to blame for what's happening as any neocon, any theocrat, and anybody else that's in the government that's doing this.
You're right. You're absolutely right. Philip, thanks for checking in, pal. Thanks for your comments and for holding on over the break, okay?
All right. You have a good night now.
All right. You too. You know, another thing here, and you know, we have lots and lots and lots of Jewish listeners, so I'm going to direct this question to our listeners who happen to be, I don't care if you're an observant Jew or not, but if you are of the Jewish tradition, let's put it that way, respond to this, will you? In the Durbin story, it says here, this is from the Associated Press, he, Durbin, also reached out directly to Holocaust survivors, adding, quote, "I'm sorry if anything that I said caused any offense or pain to those who have such bitter memories of the Holocaust, the greatest moral tragedy of our time. Nothing, nothing should ever be said to demean or diminish that moral tragedy," unquote. Now, you know, in the first place, he didn't compare anything to the Holocaust. He compared what the prison guards at Guantanamo have done to prisoners to the Nazis. Now, I wonder why does this happen all the time? And if you're Jewish, please help me out. Help me understand this, okay? How's come when somebody like Durbin makes that kind of a statement, these people are like Nazis? Somebody out there jumps in his case, maybe a bunch of somebodies, say, "Well, wait a minute, Nazi, Holocaust, we own that." How does that happen? Why do I hear Gentile after Gentile saying, "Well, I didn't mean to compare it to the Holocaust," when he didn't compare it to the Holocaust? Nobody ever compares anything to the Holocaust. It is incomparable. It can't be done. So why are all of these Gentiles falling ass over elbow to apologize for something they didn't do? Will somebody out there explain that to me? Mike D. Malloy at AOL.com. Okay, just send me a brief, you know, why? What is Durbin saying? Who got to him? Who wrote and said, "How dare you compare it to the Holocaust?" He didn't! He compared our actions of our military to the Nazi military. And it's a damn good comparison when you're tying people to the floor until they crap all over themselves, until they go insane and pull their own hair out, until they commit suicide or they're murdered. Who else are you going to compare it to? Who else? God. I don't understand it. I'm sorry. Call me a jackass. I don't understand it. He didn't say anything about the Holocaust. It's so irritating. Glenn in Montgomery, Alabama, emailed and said, "Mike, Durbin made a mistake. He should have placed the blame squarely on the Bush regime by name. Not saying the Americans were doing this. He should have blamed Bush. Any opportunity," Glenn writes, "that you have, that you leave these crooks to blame the Democrats for attacking the troops, they will. They will without shame. Once again, misusing the troops for their own purposes. When accused," Glenn writes, "of comparing U.S. troops to Nazis, Durbin should have told the crooks, quote, 'Don't play that game with me. You know exactly what I'm talking about. I'm talking about this administration.'" Yeah, Glenn, I don't understand it either. What is it about Democrats that when they stand up on their hind legs and make a statement that is not incorrect, that is based on an assessment? Dick Durbin took a look at that FBI report and he said, "Jesus H. Christ, this is just like Nazis or Pol Pot or the Soviets." Amnesty International took a look at what this Bush crime family is doing, establishing prison camps and execution courts all around the planet, and called it what it is. What is it that makes people back down? What is it? Did they find out what's in Dick Durbin's room 101? Is that what it is? Did they make him scream, "Do it to Julia"? I didn't want to get upset tonight. I just didn't, you know. But what are you going to do? What are you going to do? You know, how do you respond to this? When a United States senator, do you know Senator Biden can't even get on? He can get on the air base where all of the dead soldiers come in, but he can't go meet the coffins. A United States senator, and he's not allowed to go meet the coffins with his constituents. Where in the hell do we live? I'll tell you where we live. We live in Germany in the 30s. We live in the Soviet Union in the 40s. That's where we live.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
I'm a reporter, and when a story breaks, I have to do my job, even when I'm congested for my worst allergies. Fortunately, I found Claritin D. Now, I'm Claritin Clear.
25 seconds, Tom.
Claritin D gives me non-drowsy, long-lasting relief from even my worst allergy symptoms, like congestion and sinus pressure. Nothing is stronger or faster than Claritin D. It takes on my worst symptoms and leaves me clear.
5 seconds.
Get tough on your toughest allergy symptoms. Live Claritin Clear.
Use as directed. Comparisons are among oral OTC allergy products.
Listen to Mother Jones Radio every Sunday on Air America. Mother Jones Radio brings you investigative reporting and razor-sharp commentary on today's most important news. Coming up, Mother Jones Radio talks with Baghdad journalist David Enders, a young American who moved to Iraq and started the nation's only English-language newspaper. What's it like for an unembedded reporter living on the edge in Iraq? Find out on Mother Jones Radio every Sunday on the Air America Radio Network.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? I'm Jim O'Connor, independent life insurance agent specializing in term life insurance. There's been a price war between the major life insurance companies. If you've had your term life policy more than 2 years, you may be paying too much. For example, a male, age 45, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $1 million of coverage is only $56 a month guaranteed level for 10 years. Or a male, age 50, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $500,000 of coverage is only $91 a month guaranteed level for 20 years. The life insurance industry is going through exciting changes. Make sure you're not paying too much for your term insurance. For new or replacement term life insurance, call for a free quote. 800-799-0903. That's 800-799-0903. Don't pay too much for your term insurance. Call 800-799-0903 or visit my website at term22.com. That's term22.com. Rates based on standard underwriting and may vary by state.
Picture this. You're on the phone with a customer. He likes what he hears and he wants to see it. But you can't meet in person for weeks. You say, how about right now? Sounds great, doesn't it? The GoToMeeting. You can do it. With a click of the mouse, invite anyone to meet you online during your conference call so they can see your desktop and you can show them what you're talking about. Present, demonstrate, or collaborate, just like you're in the same room. GoToMeeting, brought to you by the makers of GoToMyPC, is the easiest and most affordable web conferencing service available. You can meet as often as you want for as long as you need, all for one low monthly rate. Air America listeners can try GoToMeeting free for 30 full days. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click on the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA for this special offer. Try GoToMeeting free today.
I was using my computer like I always did, just minding my own business, when it began acting weird. It crashed a couple of times, but seemed to reboot okay. Then it began slowing down. Documents and spreadsheets took forever to open, and the internet became the worldwide wait.
but I remembered hearing an ad for stop signs, so I called them, downloaded their scanner, and found out that I had two viruses and a bunch of spyware, including a program that was sending my personal information to complete strangers. I got stop sign, and in just minutes, it destroyed the viruses, removed all the spyware, and now it watches my computer for new threats. Plus, my machine is blazing fast, just like the day I got it. If your computer's acting weird, slowing down, or crashing, do what I did. Call StopSign and get protected. Protect your PC with StopSign, the one-call solution. Call 1-800-243-1483. That's 1-800-243-1483. Call StopSign right now. 1-800-243-1483.
End your day screaming with Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Past the hour. Okay, that if you're Jewish and you listen to the program, thanks everybody. You don't have to send it anymore. My God. A lot of responses here from folks. Let me just read this one. This is from a cantor. Mike, I don't know why the Gentiles feel the need to jump on this or apologize for it. I am an observant Jewish middle-aged woman. None of my close family were lost in the Holocaust, but many of my friends' families were, and I know one thing. We are taught to never forget what happened and to never let anyone else forget, so that things like this can't happen again. Senator Durbin was doing just this, saying, look what's happening. We must stop it now, never again. What he said was right on the mark and should have been defended, not apologized for. I'm very much afraid that it does make sense that he or his family was threatened. But what he said was true and needed to be said to try to stop this administration from creating a new Holocaust. And she signs her name... I'll just say she's a cantor. Thanks. Oh, my God. All right. I think Heather is back. You heard me read. Heather has an Irish grandmother and a Jewish grandfather and wrote a letter about Dick Durbin. Hi, Heather. I'm glad you made it back in.
Hi, Mike. Thanks so much for being so outrageous.
Yeah. Okay. I can't hear you, Heather.
Oh, I'm here.
Oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
What do you want me to say? I'm not sure what to say exactly. I am so proud that you are on the radio and that you've really actually read my letter and have taken my call. It makes me feel so thrilled. I know that there are so many people in our country that are outraged and don't exactly know what to say or think, or and are just, their hearts are bleeding. And I think you're expressing a lot of that. And I just wanted to say that I am scared for our people.
Yeah, I am too. You know, when somebody, I don't know Dick Durbin. I lived in Illinois for almost four years. I don't know him, but from what I can gather, he's a decent, honorable man. He's a United States senator. I don't understand what happened over the course of 4 or 5 days when he made a valid charge against the Nazis that are now running the United States of America, and then he backs down and is apologizing to people whom he didn't even offend. How does that happen?
I don't understand, Mike, and I also cannot, I keep asking myself why my a simple, sweet senator, Mark Dayton, who struggled so hard and wanted to be a senator for so long and spent his family's fortune to get into the Senate, has stepped down.
Yeah.
Why has he stepped down? I don't understand it. You know, I don't understand a lot of what is going on, and I'm trying to repress my most scary thoughts at this point.
Well, now, when you say that you're scared, you're talking about the political atmosphere in this country. Do you think that The George Bush equivalent of the brown shirts are going to come storming through a neighborhood or bust into this radio station or arrest people at Air America or come for you?
Well, I don't know what to think about that, but I just keep remembering what I saw on television on the day that the votes were being counted in Florida.
I hear you.
You know, they went in there and they had their little brown shirts on.
That's very true.
It was very terrifying to me.
Well, I hear what you're saying, Heather, and I try to tell myself not to be too freaked out about this, to keep fighting, because there are millions upon millions upon millions of Americans who have decided they're not going to tolerate this. It's very difficult, I think, though, sometimes to realize that we are in the majority, not these neo-fascists. It's difficult to realize because there are so few media outlets that present resistance to these criminals. Everything that's on the air, practically radio and television, and less so in newspapers, but especially radio and television, that is of the punditry stripe, is pro-fascist. It is fascist down to its underwear. It is the most unbelievable fascism ever, because it's not necessary in a country like the United States. That's the part that just infuriates me.
But I do think, Mike, and I really, really love the power of your voice and your outrage so much, and I just want to make sure that you don't ever stop doing this.
Yeah, right. Okay.
But no, I'm totally true to you about that.
Well,
I also think that now we have to find a way to inspire ourselves to have that same outrage to struggle for our power, you know, and what we own, our rights, the rights that were given in our Constitution, and our immigrant parents and grandparents fought for. This is what we are here for.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Heather, I'm glad you made it in. Thanks for what you wrote. Thanks for sending it to me. Take care, okay?
Thank you.
We'll talk again. This is Air America. I'm Mike Malloy. Back right after this break. Stay with us. And I won't.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Did you know there's a delicious energy bar that's certified organic? It's called Clif Bar, with the rock climber on the package. Clif Bar is made with whole grains and real fruit and contains no trans fats or hydrogenated oils. Clif Bar, the company, is part of a growing community of people and companies dedicated to leaving a lighter footprint on the planet. Visit cliffbar.com and learn about this small group of people working to create a better energy bar and a more healthful environment.
What is it, Bob?
You can take this job.
Take this job and shove it. So you're quitting, huh?
Yep.
I bet you're going to start your own business.
Right.
What do you know about starting a business? You got to buy a business, start from scratch. How about startup money?
Well...
You even know where to get startup money?
That my brother.
Got a business plan? Can't raise money to start a business without a business plan.
I can't.
You're pathetic. You need Bruce Berman's book. It's called I Got Here, You Can Too, a master's course in becoming a millionaire. Want to be a millionaire, Bob?
Well, that's the idea.
Then you got to buy his book. It shows exactly how Berman made a fortune in business and how you can too. Want a profitable business, Bob?
Sure.
Thanks, Bob. This is Bruce Berman. If you want to make $5, $10, even $15,000 a month right now from the comfort of your own home, then you don't have to buy my book. I will give you a free copy of my book and my Making Money CD. That's over $100 value. This limited time free offer is available only on my website, 9freebook.com. That's number 9freebook.com. That's number 9freebook.com. You could be making money within 30 days, guaranteed. So log on to 9freebook.com now.
When you take 15 girls hiking, you've got to stay alert, even with bad allergies. Hey, stay together! Now I'm Claritin Clear. Only Claritin is proven to make me as alert and focused as someone without allergies. Claritin gives me 24-hour non-drowsy relief from my worst symptoms like sneezing, runny nose, and itchy eyes. No cell phones in hiking. Stay focused. Live Claritin Clear.
Try Claritin Ready Tabs free. Go to Claritin.com or text message 24CLR. Only brand clinically tested. Use as directed.
Summer's here and your kids have time off, but you don't. Well, now there's a way to spend more time with family, enjoy summertime, and get your work done. Go to My PC, an amazing technology that lets you access your office computer from anywhere. It's so easy to use. Just log on to gotomypc.com from any computer with internet access, and your office desktop instantly appears, just like you were at work. So you can leave the office on time, have dinner with family, then use GoToMyPC to finish your work from home, or stay connected to the office from your hotel room in Hawaii or your in-laws in Detroit. And here's a special offer just for Air America listeners. Try GoToMyPC.com free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the radio microphone, and type in promo code America. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio microphone, promo code America for this special offer.
Keep on the sunny side.
Have a bewitching summer at Days Inns and get $250 in discount coupons every time you stay. Book your stay at DaysInn.com and enter the Stay a Spell sweepstakes. You could win 1 million trip rewards points or $100 in free gasoline, like magic.
Why don't you keep on the sunny side of life?
Days Inn, the best value under the sun. See Bewitched in theaters this summer. No purchase necessary. Legal residence 18 or older ends 9/15. Subject to rules at DaysInn.com.
Planet Check.
Rudy Wiedemann, president and CEO of Biodiesel Solutions, empowers people to be energy independent.
We sell to families, co-ops, ranchers, farmers, small fleet owners to allow them to turn used French fry oil from their restaurants in their local community into clean burning biodiesel fuel.
Biodiesel is an earth-friendly fuel.
When you burn the biodiesel, you are reducing the overall pollution by 70 to 80% in comparison to diesel.
Make your own biodiesel with the Fuelmeister.
The Fuelmeister is user-friendly. We make it very convenient. You don't have to move hoses around. All you have to do to operate it is flip a switch or turn a valve panel.
They teach you the craft so you can be confident in making your own high-quality fuel. More online at
biodieselsolutions.com.
That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is made possible thanks to Puramind, the Institute for Advanced Digital Audio Training. Puramind is a certified Apple and DigiDesign training location. Puramind.com.
Spare yourself the hassle of selling your old car. Donate it to Volunteers of America and get a great tax deduction. You don't want strangers coming to your home to look at your old car. Donate it to Volunteers of America. Your donated car means badly needed funds for homeless mothers with children, affordable senior housing, and much more. You can also donate your boat or RV. There's a great tax advantage for those who itemize. Recognized by Smart Money Magazine as one of America's most efficient charities, Volunteers of America has served those in need for over 100 years. They don't use a third-party fundraiser, so proceeds go where they're most needed. Donate your car to Volunteers of America, and you help rebuild lives. Donate your car, boat, or RV today. They'll give you the tax documents you need for a great deduction. Call for more information. 800-357-1473. 800-357-1473. That's 800-357-1473.
Jerry Springer.
100 detainees have died in U.S. custody so far. Got it? 100 detainees have died in our custody. They didn't just get a heart attack. They didn't just get leukemia. They died. We need investigation. What's happening to these people? How many of them are being, you know, so tortured or so mistreated that they're dying? We have to figure out, is this really, really a pervasive problem?
Jerry Springer on Air America Radio.
You're listening to Resistance Radio with Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
26 before the hour. All right, thanks to all the listeners who are Jewish who responded to... I just got to share a few of these with you. From David in San Francisco, I'm Jewish, I'm a Vietnam vet, and I'm really upset with Durbin, not because of what he said, but because he apologized. The world sits by while genocide is happening in the Sudan. It sat by while it happened in Rwanda, in Armenia, and many other places. To me, the words never again applies to humanity, not just to Jews. I know many Jews who share my view, and 78% of us did not vote for Bush. Unfortunately, we have our fundamentalists also, and they are as harmful as any other fundamentalists. I grieve every day for our country and our planet. Like everyone else, there are Jews who are good and those who are bad. I lost family in the Holocaust, and I hope we stop this regime, which has shamed our country in front of the whole world. We all bear responsibility for what is going on in our country, and if we don't speak out, we will all bear the responsibility for the destruction of history's greatest experiment in Republican democracy. I would like to know where the outrage is when the cancer in our country is so obvious and transparent. That's from David. From Jonathan in Maryland. That's from David in San Francisco. I'm a Jew and was only proud of, not offended by, Dick Durbin's comments. The reason my rabbi spent so much time teaching us about the Holocaust was not so we Jews could go around feeling sorry for ourselves, and it was not just so we could know how horrible humans could be to other humans. It was just for what Durbin did, so we could recognize dehumanization and fascism before it got to the point of genocide. I have no idea why he apologized, and as a Jew, wish he had stood firm. It destroys the whole purpose of remembering the Holocaust if we could only mention Nazis when they actually returned to power. Good point. That's Jonathan in Gaithersburg, Maryland. Here's another Jonathan. First of all, thank you very much for giving a voice to those of us outraged by the actions of the Bush regime. I think the issue is not who got the senator to change his mind, but that, again, the Republicans managed to use distraction to focus attention away from their crimes and actions. On the subject of the Holocaust, one reason Jews are so sensitive about the Holocaust is that every time someone begins speaking about Nazis, it makes us nervous that the conditions which allowed the Holocaust to occur once are returning. And in the case of America, I think they may be correct, except the targets are not Jews. They're Arabs, Muslims, and foreigners. From David in Orange County. Hi, Mike. I'm a marginally observant Jew. Hi, Holy Days, etc. I think most Jews would have no problem with Durbin's reference on the floor if they heard it in context. Jewish people have a long history of supporting civil rights, and they have particular interest in condemning improper treatment of prisoners, for obvious reasons. I know some Jews who are ultra-sensitive about Holocaust references, but of course Durbin did not invoke the Holocaust. However, it would be just like right-wingers to run off to their Jewish friends and shout, "Durbin's comparing Gitmo to the Holocaust!" just to stir the pot. Comparing anyone to the Nazis should be done only after careful study of the facts, never emotionally or offhandedly. As an American Jew, I think Durbin's speech was very appropriate. That's from Dave in Orange County. This is from Gary. Doesn't say where. Hi, Mike. I'm Jewish and lost 5 first cousins and an aunt and uncle in the Holocaust and at least 200 other members of my family. I haven't heard any comparison to the Holocaust, but I feel the Bush crime family is nothing more than a bunch of Nazis. Oh, Gary in Connecticut. Laura in Yonkers. The only people who ever compare anything to the Holocaust are neocon wackos. Mr. Bipartisanship is date rape. That would be Grover Norquist comes to mind. Speaking on Terry Gross's show, Fresh Air, he stated this about the idea of abolishing the so-called death tax. Quote, "I mean, that's the morality of the Holocaust. Well, it's only a small percentage, you know. I mean, it's not you, it's somebody else," end quote. Yes, Laura writes, it really made that little sense. Why has Norquist never been forced to apologize? Could it be because he is a full-fledged member of the Bush crime family and knows that he will never be killed in a suspicious plane crash or suicided? Laura in Yonkers. Leah. Dear Mike, my name is Rabbi Leah, and she gives her last name. I cannot explain Dick Durbin's apology except to say that I'm furious about it. As a Jew and a rabbi, I'm dismayed that his comments were so misconstrued that he was forced into apologizing for something he did not say. My father was captured by the Nazis in Germany in 1944 and held as a prisoner of war. He was an American GI. I lost many family members in the Holocaust. Durbin's statement was not about the Holocaust. It was about the way in which our administration is becoming more and more like the Nazi regime of the 30s and 40s and the Soviets of the 40s and the way we treat our prisoners of war. And then she puts parenthetically, are they even that? I am so far beyond disgusted at what this country is becoming that I just can't stand it. And our good friend Larissa Alexandrovna, who is the deputy managing editor at Raw Story, writes, among other things, I have and will continue to call the Gitmo prison and other localities of torture tax-funded as Nazi installations. Perhaps as a Jew, I am more allowed to say the obvious. But that is sad, frankly. Many Jews funded Nazis and many non-Jews protected them. We cannot make references to fact and assessment of history politically correct. It is not possible if one is to have honest discourse. Blah, blah, blah. You all go to rawstory.com. I know it's a good website, news site. What am I trying to say? Okay. Thanks to the people who did respond. You know, I've said before that being the age that I am, I was practically through a secondary school before I even knew about the Holocaust. And then I read two books, and I've said this before. I read Treblinka, and I forget who the author was. And I read Night by Elie Wiesel. That's all you have to read. That's all you have to read. Now, if you want to pursue it, if you got the stomach, go ahead. But if you read those two books, if you have any questions about the Holocaust, now, as far as using the term Holocaust, small h, sure, there have been other Holocausts. But there's only one capital H, Holocaust. And we know that. And it does not speak to anything other than the butchery that was perpetrated, the systematic, carefully calculated attempt to remove an entire people from the face of the earth. It was horrifying. And if you want to know, read those two books. That's all you have to read. Night or Treblinka. Now, I'm getting way sidetracked here. Kathy, where am I supposed to be? Yeah, we've got bunny pants, don't we? I want to get some of this in before we leave lose our New York audience. The other day, Bush was discussing the war on terror at the Naval Academy commencement. Now, this is an example of this is Bush today. This was Bush a year ago. More flip-flopping all over the place. It's not just Dick Durbin. Bush's poll numbers are so low. Even some of his Republican supporters in Congress, like Walter Freedom Fries Jones in North Carolina, Ron Paul of Texas, although Ron Paul was a libertarian before he joined the Republican Party. Anyway, they're feeling strong enough to criticize him and demand a troop withdrawal date and exit strategy. No one believes Cheney's frothing at the mouth madman propaganda that the so-called insurgents are in their last throes. Even Bush himself can't decide whether the war is in failing, in Iraq is failing or succeeding, or is even winnable. Listen to this from just a couple of weeks ago.
Since September the 11th, 2001, we've removed brutal regimes in Kabul and Baghdad that supported and harbored terrorists. We helped launch Afghanistan and Iraq on the path to lasting freedom by liberating over 50 million people. Thanks to the men and women of the United States military, our strategy is working. We are winning the war on terror.
Okay, we're winning the war on terror. So last August, Mr. Bush, you said the war was unwinnable. Huh? Let's go back. Let's get in the Wayback Machine. Let's go back to the campaign trail last August for this interview. Campaign trail? Yeah, okay. For this interview with today's show host, Matt Lauer. Lauer asked of Bush, you said one of the things you lay out in your vision for the next 4 years is how to go about winning the war on terror. That phrase strikes me a little bit. Do you really think we can win this war on terror in the next 4 years?
I don't think you can win it, but I think you can create conditions so that the those who use terror as a tool are less acceptable in parts of the world, let's put it that way. The country must never yield, must never show weakness.
Uh-huh. Okay. You don't think you can win it. So let me get this straight. 10 months ago, when we suffered fewer troop losses than we have today, when there were fewer incidents of criminal abuses in foreign prisons, when there were fewer negative news items about the horrible living conditions in Iraq and Afghanistan as a result of our liberation, there are fewer reports of the booming opium trade, there were no reports that were seen as credible about the torture and murder. Then the war was not winnable, but today we're winning the war on terror. I got you, Bush. I got you. It's more of that Bush bizarre backward opposite universe thingy, I guess, huh?
Watch while I bring the mock. Receipt to all the rock. I didn't walk the walk, but I can talk the talk. Walk, 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 walk. Why did the chicken cross the road? Well, I'll tell you part. The chicken crossed the road to join the Texas Air National Guard. Roll call.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
I'm a reporter, and when a story breaks, I have to do my job, even when I'm congested for my worst allergies. Fortunately, I found Claritin D. Now, I'm Claritin Clear.
25 seconds, Tom.
Claritin D gives me non-drowsy, long-lasting relief from even my worst allergy symptoms, like congestion and sinus pressure. Nothing is stronger or faster than Claritin D. It takes on my worst symptoms and leaves me clear.
5 seconds.
Get tough on your toughest allergy symptoms. Live Claritin Clear.
Use as directed. Comparisons are among oral OTC allergy products.
Listen to Mother Jones Radio every Sunday on Air America. Mother Jones Radio brings you investigative reporting and razor-sharp commentary on today's most important news. Coming up, Mother Jones Radio talks with Baghdad journalist David Enders, a young American who moved to Iraq and started the nation's only English-language newspaper. What's it like for an unembedded reporter living on the edge in Iraq? Find out on Mother Jones Radio every Sunday on the Air America Radio Network.
Would you like to live a longer and healthier life, improve sexual performance and pleasure, slow down the aging process, and look younger? Of course you would. But how? Total Health Vitamins carries over 18,000 products that will improve your life today. All products are 100% natural and unconditionally guaranteed. Lower your blood pressure naturally, increase sexual performance and activity, lose weight with healthy diet supplements including Hoodia, and stay young looking with anti-aging supplements. Total Health Vitamins makes good health affordable. Visit our website at thvitamins.com. That's thvitamins.com. Today's special money-saving offer is Viramax for men and Viramax for women. As seen on TV, this doctor-endorsed patented formula improves sexual performance and pleasure. A three-month supply normally retails for $59.99, but TH Vitamins' low price is only $35.98, saving you over $24. Order now. Call 1-800-901-1811. That's 1-800-901-1811. Or order online at thvitamins.com.
Want to turn your car into a stealth fighter? Invisible to all types of speed detection equipment, including radar and laser? Well, now you can with Phaser. With a range of up to 3 miles, the Phaser guarantees that you will avoid all types of speed traps. In fact, the manufacturer will even pay your fine if you get a ticket. More than a mere radar detector. The Phaser works by bouncing a mixture of radar signals and invisible infrared pulses to confuse the computer inside the radar or laser gun. The Phaser is the ultimate way to avoid costly speeding tickets. In fact, it has been made illegal in some states, so call now for details. Remember, the Phaser is guaranteed or your speeding ticket is paid. So if you never want to worry about hearing this again, go stealth and get the Phaser today.
To order risk-free, call now 866-794-6495. That's 866-794-6495. Call 866-794-6495.
Not available in California, Minnesota, Nebraska, Virginia, Oklahoma, or Washington, D.C. Certain restrictions apply to guarantee. Call for details.
Picture this. You're on the phone with a customer, he likes what he hears and he wants to see it, but you can't meet in person for weeks. You say, how about right now? Sounds great, doesn't it? With GoToMeeting, you can do it. With a click of the mouse, invite anyone to meet you online during your conference call so they can see your desktop and you can show them what you're talking about. Present, demonstrate, or collaborate, just like you're in the same room. GoToMeeting, brought to you by the makers of GoToMyPC, is the easiest and most affordable web conferencing service available. You can meet as often as you want for as long as you need, all for one low monthly rate. Air America listeners can try GoToMeeting free for 30 full days. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click on the radio microphone and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA for this special offer. Try GoToMeeting free today.
boom, boom. Bang, 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 bang. Boom, 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 boom. Bang, 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 bang. I love the way you walk, and I love the way you talk.
We are redefining war on our terms.
Yeah, you are, aren't you, huh? Mr. Nazi, you really are. Simple Scotty McClellan at his briefing today. Now, it was kind of fun to watch if you were so inclined to, if you believe that pulling your own fingernails off is fun, because he gave a perfect example of the rogue political machine in action, this time aimed at some obviously unauthorized comments by Senate leader Bill Frist. The cat killer apparently held a press conference about the same time as Scotty's briefing, during which, while Frist was talking, he announced that the Bolton nomination was dead. Now, that news broke during Scotty's briefing. So listen to this Q&A between Scotty and a reporter near the beginning of Scott McClellan's briefing before the news on Frist broke a few minutes later. The reporter says, Scott, will the president withdraw John Bolton, or will he make a recess appointment?
We will continue to talk with the Senate leadership. We'll continue to reach out to those who are interested and recognize that we have worked in good faith to address these issues. It's clear that the Democratic leadership is not interested in finding a middle ground. They're not interested in information. The information has been provided and made available to people. They're simply interested in blocking this nomination and preventing John Bolton from getting to the UN, where he can begin advancing the comprehensive reforms we have outlined.
Okay. So the Scotty Dog and Pony Show goes on another 20 minutes or so, and then a reporter interrupts the normal flow of excrement by saying he has breaking news on Bolton. And then he says, Scott, Senate Majority Leader Frist is saying that he won't schedule another Bolton vote because that's been exhausted. And he says at this juncture, we have to go back to the president and see what decision he's going to make.
Well, like I said, we'll continue to work with the Senate leadership. I haven't seen his comments. I'll be glad to look at what he said. And I appreciate that, and I don't comment on breaking news from the podium when I haven't had a chance to look at it myself.
So what is amusing in a sick, degenerate, neo-fascist sort of way is what must have happened next. Because once this briefing with McClellan ended, just a minute or two later, Frist was called to the White House for an impromptu lunch. Now, I don't know what was in the tuna salad, but whatever it was, it worked like a tonic on flip-flop Frist, because he immediately made an amended statement saying that the Senate was going to continue to push for a vote on Bolton. Amazing what a bland, pudgy little balding man, Karl Rove, with a pair of forceps and photos of dismembered cats can do to a fella. Huh? The way the Associated Press reported it at 12, it came out at noon, Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist said Tuesday he would keep pressing for a vote on embattled UN nominee John Bolton's confirmation after President Bush insisted that throwing in the towel was not an option. Hours earlier, Frist told reporters he would not schedule another vote on Bolton at, quote, at this juncture, close quote, having lost two votes since May at the hands of Democratic critics. Frist's seemingly conflicting comments over whether the Senate might vote anew on Bolton underscore the political pressures that the long-running battle over Bolton have heaped upon himself and Bush. Huh? Well, you know, Bush didn't say diddly squat to him. He got summoned into the center of the nest of demons, the White House, to have lunch with Karl Rove. And it was Rove who probably said something to the effect to Bill Frist, look, you dumb cracker, you Tennessee hillbilly freak. What do you mean you're not going to have another vote, cracker? Get out there and reiterate. Because you are going to have another vote. So if the Bush cabal can intimidate one of their own freaks like Frist, imagine what they can do to Dick Durbin. Eh? Wouldn't you have liked to have been the proverbial fly on the wall during the lunch that Frist enjoyed today inside the White House? Wouldn't you have loved to have been in there with Rove and probably Cheney and a few other of these real bastards who sat there with this dumb cracker from Tennessee, this guy who can make diagnoses by looking at a videotape that are 100% wrong? Can't you imagine what they said to him? Hey, Dr. Hillbilly, get in the game. Get your ass back out there. Wipe the egg off your face. What are you doing bolting from the herd? Get out there and say you'll have as many votes as necessary. You want to be president. Now get out there. And can you see Frist? Huh? Can't you see him just tucking his little cracker ass tail between his legs and jumping outside and say, wait a minute, I changed my mind. We will have another vote. Yes, I changed my mind. We will have another vote and another one after that and another one after that and another one after that until we finally get the vote we want, because John Bolton is a glorious man favored by Jesus. By the way, anybody got any other dead women out there we can talk about right now to divert attention? Wait, didn't they find that Boy Scout boy today out there in Utah? Quick, can you switch your cameras over to that story? Amen and amen. I'm Bill Frist. I'm going to be president. I didn't say I wasn't going to have another vote on Bolton. I didn't. Maybe I can diagnose some videotape. Anybody, set me free. Oh, sweet Jesus, I got to go pray. Man, that was one hell of a lunch. You know what I'm saying? Boy.
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
H57 Healthline, how may I help you?
I need help. I'm getting married in 6 weeks, and I can't stop eating. I've tried low-carb diets, but I'm still so hungry, I'm never going to fit into my wedding dress.
Don't panic, ma'am. I can talk you through it. We'll get some help to you immediately. Can you give me your exact location?
Millions of Americans suffer from overeating. H57 Hoodia is an all-natural appetite suppressant developed to help reduce your appetite using South African Hoodia, a rare cactus featured on 60 Minutes for its amazing hunger-reducing qualities.
Ma'am? H57 Hoodia is on its way. For future food cravings, look for H57 Hoodia at Duane Reade, Long's, and CVS pharmacies. Be careful of cheap imitations. H57 Hoodia contains South African Hoodia in its purest form.
Great. Thanks, H57. I can't wait to start eating less today.
Get H57 today. Call the H57 Healthline for your risk-free supply. Call 800-227-0361. That's 800-227-0361. Money-back guarantee. Call 800-227-0361 or visit myh57.com.
America is a country of entrepreneurs, and if you're a small business owner, you're helping shoulder the lion's share of the U.S. economy. You can lighten that load a little at Sam's Club. When you shop at Sam's Club, you get everyday low costs on products you need every day. After all, while you may be carrying around the weight of the American economy, you shouldn't have to do all the heavy lifting by yourself. Join the club. Sam's Club. We are in business for small business.
So, I keep hearing it's all about the O. Well, I wanted to find out for myself, so I went to Overstock.com, and I found this big-screen TV for 60% below retail. I got the perfect set of golf clubs, a tent. I even found diamond earrings for the wife. Every item was 50% or more below retail, and my order was shipped to my door for $2.95. Man, I can buy DVDs, books, CDs, most priced below Amazon. Who knew shopping could be so easy? Discover how it is all about the O. Overstock.com.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. Illinois Senator Dick Durbin has apologized for his comments last week concerning the Guantanamo Detention Center.
I made reference to the Nazis, to the Soviets, and other repressive regimes. Mr. President, I've come to understand that was a very poor choice of words.
Speaking on the Senate floor as he did last week when he made the controversial comments, Durbin Tuesday said he recognizes the words he used were poorly chosen. An 11-year-old scout was found alive in the Utah mountains after disappearing last Friday. A doctor says it's, quote, quite amazing how Brennan Hawkins is doing. The boy was taken to a Salt Lake City hospital to be treated. Dr. Ed Clark says Brennan will be kept overnight at the hospital for observation.
We are concerned about a young man who's been through an ordeal like this, and so we will be watching him at least overnight.
The county sheriff said when he was first located, the boy was very hungry and thirsty, but otherwise, he was healthy enough that as soon as he had finished eating and drinking, he immediately wanted to play a video game owned by a searcher. Former KKK member Edward Killen was convicted Tuesday of manslaughter and the deaths of three civil rights workers back in 1964. Prosecutors say the 80-year-old Killen organized other Klan members to ambush the men and kill them. Killen's federal trial in 1967 ended in a hung jury, but seven of his co-defendants were convicted of federal civil rights violations. The case inspired the 1988 movie Mississippi Burning. Hundreds of Afghan police, backed by U.S. airstrikes, have retaken control of a regional capital in southwestern Afghanistan that had been seized by the Taliban. John Tarrant reports.
The Taliban had overrun the town of Mian Nishin, capital of the district of the same name in Kandahar province. They captured 30 police officers and a district chief. About 400 Afghan police took part in the operation to force the guerrillas out of Mian Nishin, chasing Taliban members some 6 miles to the north. 11 Taliban were reported killed and 15 suspects arrested in a nearby village, while another 21 guerrillas were killed by U.S. airstrikes that were called in support of the operation. Hundreds of people have been killed in a surge of guerrilla violence in Afghanistan in the past few months, raising security concerns for parliamentary elections to be held on September the 18th. John Terrett reported.
In Oklahoma, a bill signed into law Tuesday by Governor Brad Henry honors African-American soldiers and creates the Buffalo Soldiers Heritage Corridor. Buffalo soldiers were given the name by Native Americans who respected their courage and fighting ability. The bill also honors all African-American veterans, especially those who served during the Civil War and World War I. You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiser.
Spare yourself the hassle of selling your old car. Donate it to Volunteers of America and get a great tax deduction. You don't want strangers coming to your home to look at your old car. Donate it to Volunteers of America. Your donated car means badly needed funds for homeless mothers with children, affordable senior housing, and much more. You can also donate your boat or RV. There's a great tax advantage for those who itemize. Recognized by Smart Money Magazine as one of America's most efficient charities, Volunteers of America has served those in need for over 100 years. They don't use a third-party fundraiser, so proceeds go where they're most needed. Donate your car to Volunteers of America, and you help rebuild lives. Donate your car, boat, or RV today. They'll give you the tax documents you need for a great deduction. Call for more information. 800-357-1473. 800-357-1473. That's 800-357-1473.
I was using my computer like I always did, just minding my own business, when it began acting weird. It crashed a couple of times, but seemed to reboot okay. Then it began slowing down. Documents and spreadsheets took forever to open, and the internet became the worldwide wait. But I remembered hearing an ad for stop signs, so I called them, downloaded their scanner, and found out that I had two viruses and a bunch of spyware, including a program that was sending my personal information to complete strangers. I got stop sign, and in just minutes, it destroyed the viruses, removed all the spyware, and now it watches my computer for new threats. Plus, my machine is blazing fast, just like the day I got it. If your computer's acting weird, slowing down, or crashing, do what I did. Call StopSign and get protected. Protect your PC with StopSign, the one-call solution. Call 1-800-243-1483. That's 1-800-243-1483. Call StopSign right now. 1-800-243-1483.
But, Dad...
Tyler, we've been over this three times. There'll be no adults at Ed's house Friday night. No party for you.
But the whole class is invited.
Making sure an adult's there isn't easy. But if you don't, your kid's more likely to do drugs.
You are so stubborn.
Well, now you know where you got it from.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com. Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for a Drug-Free America.
Politically Direct with David Bender.
What we're going to try and do here every week on Politically Direct is lift up the corner of the TV tent and let you peek inside at that traveling circus of performing politicians and juggling journalists who parade before us every week on the TV news and interview shows. Here on Politically Direct, we'll make you one promise. We'll tell you the truth the best way we know how. We'll do our homework, and hopefully that will help you do yours too.
Politically Direct on Air America Radio.
Welcome back, or if you're just tuning into the program, hi, my name is Mike Malloy, this is Air America. I've just got to share a couple more, if you are just tuning in, Dick Durbin's choking, apparently tear-filled apology on the floor of the Senate today for his comments regarding the torture at Guantanamo, inspired me to ask some of our listeners who happen to be Jewish, hey, what do you think? Because Durbin went out of his way to say he apologized for misusing the Holocaust, which he did not do. He made reference to a report from an FBI agent who laid out some of the details that he, the FBI agent, saw when he went to Guantanamo, that Durbin then compared to action by the Soviet secret police or the Nazi brown shirts or Pol Pot, the Cambodian murderer, or whomever. And, of course, the right wing in this country immediately jumped on Dick Durbin and reduced him to, the whining, miserable, broken shell of a man that we saw on the Senate floor today. I just don't understand. You know, now it's become comments about... The focus has shifted to Durbin's words rather than what is being done in the name of the United States of America at these torture camps. God. But anyway, from John in upstate New York, Mike has requested, and as an American Jew, I'm weighing in on Dick Durbin's comments. The primary point any Jew was raised on about the Holocaust is, as the JDO motto says, never again. The point in their efforts is never forget, lest the horror of the Holocaust fade from the collective memory, paving the way for it to happen again. Well, today within our nation, the very place where Jews fled to escape persecution, and if they were fortunate enough, from the Holocaust. In fact, the Republican Party is sowing the seeds for it to happen again. In fact, as we know, it is happening in our name, at Gitmo, and in Iraq. My outrage is not at Dick Durbin for making a comparison that is nearly obvious. They are sowing the seeds. I applaud him for having the guts to do so. I, like you, are dismayed that he backed down. In fact, these shameless bastardizers of the true teachings of Christ shame the memory of those lost in the Holocaust by standing behind torture and the most egregious systematic human rights abuses since Hitler and Stalin institutionalized such practices. Over at democraticunderground.com, Nadine posted this on Durbin, and she sent me a copy to to read, I guess. Nadine B. over at DU, Democratic Underground. Great pressure was brought to bear on this man, referring to Durbin, by the right-wing media machine. The pressure brought to bear is not unlike the type of pressure the Nazis used on their opponents in the 30s. The truth is, we face fascists that will use any means to hold on to power. As a daughter of the Holocaust and a trained historian, I will say this now. Guantanamo is Bergen-Belsen. Hear me now. First, Bergen-Belsen was used to intern those who did not fit the new society. In the beginning, not even Jews, but terrorists. The justification for Bergen-Belsen was to keep those who were a problem away from the normal people. Two, Bergen-Belsen was approved by most of the population because it was for the other, just like Gitmo is being tolerated right now because it is for the other. Three, Bergen-Belsen lost many of the protections of German law as things were passed by a cowed legislature. Gitmo is in a gray zone within national and international law. In fact, we had a slight look into the madman when Rummy told us there are things we cannot do in the U.S. that we can do at Gitmo. Now guess what happens if they brought all these people here, even to a military prison? Read your Constitution. All those rights apply to those foreigners. And four, now let me speculate as we continue to tolerate, as a nation, the horrors that go on at Gitmo. What Durbin said was akin to Nazi practices, and they will spread across this country. Who will speak for you as they silence their critics one by one by publicly assassinating them, at least in character? Yeah. And the last one. And then we're going to go to your phone calls. This is from Barbara. Everything said is so true. I was so sorry to hear him apologize. I don't think it's the Jews that get upset with the comparisons made, and like you said, he made none. I'm Jewish, and I'm certainly not offended. What about the comparisons we heard over and over again by Randall Terry and how what was happening to Cherry Schiavo was like the Holocaust? No one said anything. In fact, I called Joe Scarborough on it in an email, asking him where his outrage was since he was so incensed when Senator Byrd made a statement quoting the Nazis. By the way, this again was another non-comparison, really. Finally, what about what's-his-name from Pennsylvania, Santorum? He also made some crazy incoherent comparison, likening the Democrats to Nazis when he was defending the Republicans' right to use the so-called nuclear option. I heard no complaints from anyone. So if the Jews are so offended, which I don't believe we are, as I said, I'm not, then where is the equal opportunity? It's exactly what that one caller said. Make the issue what the senator said and not the real issue. Just like the Dan Rather story, the Newsweek story. And so it goes on and on. In my opinion, call it what it is. And the entire Republican Party and their actions in the last 4 years show us that they are all a bunch of Nazi wannabes. I also think Senator Durbin must have been threatened. Another Nazi tactic. Okay, let's do some phone calls here. Kyle is calling from Newport, Rhode Island. Kyle, thanks for holding on. Thanks for your patience.
Oh, sure, Mike. It's a pleasure to be on with you. I'm a new listener. I've been turned on to your show by Larissa of Raw Story.
Oh, great, great, great. Well, next time you talk to her, say thanks.
I will. I think she's listening in now.
Okay. Well, thanks, Larissa.
Well, gosh, I could talk about so much. I guess one of the things I want to say, this is heavy stuff, heavy stuff, and I've just had the sense lately that these guys are back on their heels now. They're getting hit on so many sides and so many issues that and we got, like you were saying earlier, we've got numbers on our side, and I think I have some hope here. You know, that we can turn things around. I mean, it's a David and Goliath battle, but we just got to keep plugging away and know that there's so many of us out here.
Well, I agree with that. But, you know, when is a rabid dog the most dangerous? Isn't it when he is cornered? And I just wondered, I've been wondering, and I've been reading some emails from people who point out some similarities between now and September 10th, 2001. In other words, when Bush was heading into the toilet the last time, all of a sudden there was an attack on this country.
Mm-hmm.
So
right
the possibility, I think a thinking American has to consider the possibility that these people are thinking of the same thing again. Another Pearl Harbor, another attack, another mass murder, either on our shores or someplace else.
Well, exactly. And 9/11 is my work. I've been a watchdog on the issue for over 3 years. And, 9/11 is their Reichstag fire. And my own sense is, though, that there are so many people now, because of our work, because of the Zogby poll and what it found in New York and how many people think they knew it was coming and, you know, deliberately let it happen, that I don't think they could ever get away with it again. I think we've really, we've turned a corner on that, I think. And yes, you're right. I mean, people are saying it all the time about a cornered animal. They're the most dangerous. And certainly things are likely to get worse before they get better, but we've got to just take heart because, you know, there's more and more of us coming together and organizing all the time. You know?
Well, I hope you're right. I hope you're right on the possibility of another act of violence against the American people, within which the Bush crime family is complicit. I hope that doesn't happen again. Kyle, thanks, man. I got a boogie. Thanks for your call. I appreciate
you
checking.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you so much.
All right, sir. Take care.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
How much would you pay to have a fresh, blistering exposé of the frauds, follies, and felonies of George W. Bush and Company delivered to your mailbox every week? You say you'd pay nothing? Well, that's perfect, because that's our offer exactly. The Nation magazine will send you 4 weeks of America's hottest, widest-read journal of opinion absolutely free. Nobody, not Murdoch, not Time Warner, nobody owns The Nation, so nobody stops The Nation from printing the truth. Go to readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863. And accept 4 issues free. After 4 weeks, you can bail out. Just write cancel on our invoice, but I predict you'll be addicted. And delighted to sign up for 24 weeks at $13.95. That's just 58 cents a week. The Nation, risk-free, at readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863. Readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863. And accept 4 issues free. The Nation.
Thank you for calling to learn more about the See Clearly method.
What's the catch?
Excuse me?
The catch. Your radio commercial said you can improve my eyesight so I won't be dependent on my glasses and contacts. There has to be a catch.
No catch, sir. Our optometrists believe that you can indeed better your vision with the See Clearly method.
It's surgery, right? Expensive surgery?
No surgery, no drugs, no catches. The See Clearly method is a revolutionary approach to better vision that doesn't require drugs or surgery. Oh, but there is one thing I forgot to mention.
I knew it. A catch.
I can give you a free video that will tell you all about it.
Free video. Hey, wait a minute. That's a good thing.
We know it sounds unbelievable, but the See Clearly method can improve bad vision naturally without drugs or surgery. See for yourself by calling for our free video to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-774-1683. Call now before you get sidetracked and forget. Your vision is too important. For your free video, call 1-800-774-1683. That's 1-800-774-1683.
If you're a business owner like me, whether you own a small shop or a large corporation, when it comes to building a new facility, you know it. The process can be overwhelming. And if you're concerned about getting the building you need on a limited budget, you call Anthem Steel for a pre-engineered steel building. Look around and you'll see that more and more businesses, churches, and schools are using steel buildings to save time and money. For as little as $17,000, you can buy a 40 by 60 foot building from Anthem Steel. Anthem Steel has a high quality solution for almost any size building you need. Churches, schools, or gymnasiums. So call us right now for a free quote. 800-708-3095. 800-708-3095. Even for manufacturing, warehousing, or retail buildings, you know it. You can call Anthem Steel right now for a free quote. 800-708-3095, 800-708-3095.
Do you have a personal injury case and need money now? Have you been turned down by family, friends, and banks? Are you out of options for the money you need? If so, Whitehaven Funding can help. If you need money now and can't wait for your case to settle, call Whitehaven Funding at 1-800-559-6805. In exchange for an interest in your pending case, Whitehaven Funding advances money to injured victims who need money now. The money provided can help with foreclosure, bankruptcy, and eviction. Or you can use the money any way you need. Call 1-800-559-6805 for details. If your case is not successful, you keep the money and don't have to pay them back. That's right, if you lose your case, you keep the money and don't have to pay them back. Just call 1-800-559-6805. Again, if you have a pending personal injury claim and have no place else to turn for the money, call Whitehaven Funding at 1-800-559-6805. Call today.
Mike Malloy Show, because each time you listen to Right Wing Radio, God kills a kitten.
It's 21 past the hour. By the way, Kyle, who is just on the phone with us, is a board member of 911truth.org. You might want to check that website out. It's 911, the numerals, 911truth.org. Check it out, 911truth.org. Diane is calling from Boulder, Colorado. Diane, welcome to the program.
Hi.
Hey, you always start out that way. Hi.
After what I've been through,
yeah,
I was coming home. I was minding my own business, scanning the stations, and it stops on this religious station transmitting something saying that the Constitution is not only a godly document, it is an infallible document.
Yeah.
If it were infallible, why would they have amendments? If it were infallible, then why is the status of like half of the human population and significant number of Americans who were captured and put into slave ships not addressed as full citizens?
Well, because women were not supposed to have the right to vote, and slaves are supposed to celebrate their slavehood. That's what the Bible says. Sorry.
I was just appalled.
I know.
Because they're not only saying that they have to defend the Constitution against wicked men who would tend to change or distort the meaning of the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
They're now putting out pamphlets saying, when someone tells you that there is a separation of church and state, this is how you tell them they're wrong. And how the Great Awakening had everything to do with the development of the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
And how the Founding Fathers were godly men.
Uh-huh.
Not deists. Godly men, the same way they are.
Godly men. Yeah. If you read some of the quotes, especially from Ben Franklin, George Washington and Thomas Jefferson, about their feelings about the Christian religion, it's not too much different from what Mark Twain wrote about his feelings about the Christian religion.
Goodness.
And I have to say that what Twain wrote, as I've said many times on this program, he saw the absolute asinine idiocy of the Christian religion. He didn't talk about the teachings of Jesus other than to say that the Christian religion did not practice the teachings of Jesus. So I don't know what Twain's personal beliefs were regarding all this, to me, hokum pokum about the religion, but he certainly was down on the way Christianity was practiced in his time, which was the turn of, from the 18th to the 19th century. Or, I'm sorry, the 19th to the 20th century.
I'm now stupefied because I just looked up on a link through the ministry that was sponsoring this, and they literally said, were our founding fathers Christians with a fervent love for the gospel of Jesus Christ, or were they primarily deists, only acknowledged the existence of a distant and personal God? And every time they said a prayer, they're capturing it here. As if that were the only thing they ever said.
Right, right. You're upset tonight, I can tell.
I was trying to get my mind right. I wasn't looking for trouble. I was trying to hold out until, a half hour from now when Air America in Colorado becomes Air America again, instead of a certain person who, tricks people by making funny voices.
Are you talking about Phil Hendry?
The man whose work I hate with the heat of a thousand angry suns. It's a time waster. It is cruel. It is the path that the rest of the country is trying to go on in terms of saying that everyone else except them are rubes. And then on top of it, he's now deliberately baiting people who happen to like Air America every other place except his program so he can keep his ratings up. I didn't even want to mention his name.
Well, can you hold on another half hour?
I'm going to try my best. I'm going back to my knitting.
Okay.
It's hard. It's hard work.
All right. Well, Diane, thanks. Thanks for checking in. And take care now, okay?
I'm going to take my pills now.
Okay. That's good. You go ahead. Bill is calling from Sacramento, California. Bill, I just got time to say hi.
Oh no, please don't.
And have you say hi, and then I have to put you on hold. But I will come back. I will come right back to you. Okay.
Great.
All right. We'll be talking with Bill in Sacramento momentarily. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
Turn your heart and your life over to Christ. When you accept Christ as a Savior, it changes your heart, it changes your life.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
And we'll be back with more of the Al Franken Show on Air America Radio right after this.
We're clear. Back in 3 minutes.
Okay. Billy, explain to me again what the cameras are doing here.
Okay. What we're doing is we're taping the entire 3-hour radio show here on the new set and then editing it down to 1 hour.
1 hour.
Right. And then that hour is broadcast the same night on Sundance Channel.
Wow. The same night. That's great. So it stays topical.
Yeah, it's topical. It's completely fresh.
Huh. And when is it on?
It's on 11:30 p.m. on the West and East Coast, and in other places, people have to check their local listings.
Uh-huh. And what's it called?
It's the same as the radio show. It's called The Al Franken Show.
Okay, so let me make sure I've got this. It's called The Al Franken Show. It's on Sundance Channel every weeknight. And if someone wants to find out more, they should check their local listings?
Exactly.
2 minutes.
Oh, okay. Do I have time to pee?
This is a Mother Jones Minute. Debate's over. Globe is warming. That was the headline 2 weeks ago in USA Today, which is rarely accused of being liberal. So now even the mainstream media has caught on. What's the Bush administration's response? Keep pushing fossil fuels. A new report on MotherJones.com has revealed that the Bush administration is pouring money into coal, touting coal as the quote-unquote clean fuel of the future. Not solar, not wind, coal. Their first step was to loosen environmental regulations on the coal industry. Now the administration is subsidizing coal with $250 million a year, theoretically to develop cleaner technologies. But both the Government Accounting Office and the Energy Department have found that Bush's new programs are slow-moving, mismanaged, and less effective than the environmental regulations they're replacing. Policies like this make their buddies rich. But this administration is fiddling with energy policy while the world burns. Get the full story on MotherJones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Would you like to look and feel 10 years younger in 10 weeks? Ultimate HGH is clinically proven in a double-blind study to help you look and feel younger. We're so confident that Ultimate HGH works that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of Ultimate HGH and turn back the clock. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now, 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447.
There's a hot new technology that will transform your TV. A TV expansion system that reads your movements. Zavix Interactive Technology is here. Get off the couch and into your game. There's Zavix Tennis, Zavix Bowling, and Zavix Baseball. Perfect for the whole family. Roll an actual bowling ball, work up a sweat playing tennis, or swing an actual baseball bat. Zavix senses the speed and direction of your motion. The results are up to you. Go to xavix.com for details. And now, get a $30 mail-in rebate when you buy the Zavix board in one game. Zavix game. Get off the couch and into the action.
Do you wake up with more aches as the years go on? Here's one reason why. Your conventional mattress may not be supporting your entire body, so your muscles have to keep working while you sleep. Not very restful. That's why there's the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress. Its unique material eliminates pressure points, so you sleep better. Feel the Tempur material for yourself. Call for a free sample at 1-877-289-9200. With Tempur-Pedic, you're guaranteed to sleep more soundly, wake up more energized. Even if you have back or neck problems, Tempur-Pedic offers exceptional relief. That's why over 25,000 medical professionals worldwide recommend it to their patients. So, reduce your morning aches and wake up energized instead. Call for a free sample of the Tempur-Pedic material at 1-877-289-9200. Call now, and you'll also get a free Better Sleep video and details on the 90-day trial guarantee. Call 1-877-289-9200. That's 1-877-289-9200.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
No, no, you may not hang at the park. Yes, even if all your friends are there. Go to Mrs. Feldman's till I'm home from work.
Keeping tabs on your kid after school isn't easy.
Yes, tomorrow too.
But if you don't, she's more likely to do drugs.
No, I am not easier on your brother.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com.
Paid for by Office of National Drug Control Policy.
Hi, I'm Mark Maron. Join me and Mark Riley for Wednesday's Morning Sedition. We've heard a lot of disturbing details about what goes on in U.S. military detention centers, so why is the fact that Saddam Hussein is eating Doritos behind bars the most disconcerting to me? We'll talk to Lisa DiPaolo, the writer behind the GQ story about Saddam in prison. Is it a case of too much information? And we'll ask her whether it's just a funny story or an attempt to humanize a notorious dictator on Wednesday's Morning Sedition.
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Twenty-six before the hour. Back to Bill, who called in from Sacramento. All right, Bill, where were we?
I was still laughing at the lady that was on this before. I hope she was...
Oh, Diane?
Jokes, yeah.
No, Diane is very intense.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, no, I love Diane.
I'm sorry for her then.
No, 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 don't be sorry. No. No, she's very intense. And yeah. Diane is, you know, she's like a lot of us. She's coming home from someplace and flipping through the dial and starts listening to this crazed nonsense.
Yeah.
It happens to me a lot. It doesn't happen to you where you just want to, I don't know, you start gripping the steering wheel and your knuckles turn white and you just,
Yeah, it does. I was probably going to call you for something else. I tried to call you last night.
Yeah.
But after you started off, I realized that these things converge, and something needs to be said, because everybody needs to take a step back
mm-hmm.
and look at this thing a little bit deeper.
All right, now what are we talking about here?
You had mentioned some people were attacking Senator
Durbin.
Durbin,
yeah.
for coming out and sharing some things
right.
that he was concerned about,
right.
And then some people in the Jewish community, or somebody pretending to be from the Jewish community, attacked him and brings up the Holocaust thing so that everybody's attention will.
Well, I don't know that that's what happened, and nobody has said yet. I didn't see anything from the ADL or any organization.
Right.
That had anything to say about Durbin's remarks comparing...
That's why I think they might be pretenders.
No, I didn't see anybody. What happened was mm-hmm. the Bush crime family and their assassins went out in talk radio, especially right. went after Durbin and started screaming about his use of Nazi or Soviet... Now he included an awful lot there, the Soviet Union, Germany, and Cambodia, but they focus because these right-wing Gentiles
right.
know that the word Holocaust is a hot button, it's a trigger word. So the Gentiles who are out there in talk radio and media jumped all over Durbin, and the Gentiles in the Bush crime family jumped all over Durbin for his, use of the term Nazi. They don't jump all over Santorum when he uses the term Nazi, or when Grover Norquist uses the term Nazi, as one of my emailers yeah. pointed out. But Durbin, and then Durbin collapses.
Yeah, I heard that part. But Mike, here's what's interesting about some of this, because this is a tactic they use all the time. As soon as they get called out on the floor, they revert it back and either blame us for being anti-religious, or they say we're against the Holocaust, or we're disrespecting the Holocaust issue, et cetera, et cetera. But it's interesting because I grew up back east where a lot of I had a lot of Jewish neighbors and friends, and I've been to the synagogue and all that, and yet I'm old enough to remember some of the things that have happened in this country, and I'm still very leery of the makeup of this group, that the Bush crime family, as you call them, because a lot of them go way back, and a lot of them are this one generation removed or second generation people that escaped here from Germany, who may very well have been fascist people, and some of them were. And one of your callers earlier said that she remembers she's Jewish, and she remembers that. That some of the Jews were supporting some of the fascists in Germany.
Well, that's happening here. There's an awful lot of Jews who are in this neocon movement,
right.
Inside and outside of government. But there's also a lot of Gentiles. And I've said before, I do not understand.
I think it's convergence. I think some of the original supremacists concepts from Europe there.
Right.
Have joined together, and like you say, there's an interesting group. I call this the Hydra organization. I wrote you a memo some time ago, and I call it a Hydra group because there's many heads here, and they've combined together. They're using the far right religious people and their issues, and the Southern strategy, the segregationists and the Confederates and their issues, and so they're all over the place. And so we keep getting confused by who is doing all this. Why are they doing it? America's sitting back wondering. Wow, this can't really be happening. Bush must have really wanted to do this, but he's just over his head, or he didn't really have a plan. That's bullcrap. I think they had exactly what the plan was. They wanted to put those bases in there. This is part of the global domination strategy. Mm-hmm. It's part of this century, Project for a New American Century concept, and they needed money. And the only way they were going to do it was raid the American treasury. And the way to do that was to create another 21st century Pearl Harbor event so that people would go into fear and by the time they wake up, realize what's happened. And so it's very interesting. And I'll tell you a quick story. Back in 67, when the Israelis, and I don't know whether that's part of the fascist group or whether that's part of whatever, but the point is they did attack our ship. And they infiltrated our intelligence thing at Fort Meade back.
Okay, now wait a second. What does the attack on the Liberty have to do with what we're talking about?
Because you're
starting to drift off here.
Okay. Let me tie it back together.
Okay.
The Mossad was infiltrated our CIA, our intelligence agency back then. And since then, we've had several things pop up occasionally, like Pollard and a few other things, the Mega Group and a few others that have indicated that they got pretty deep into our American system, our intelligence system, as well as our financial systems. And so it's most likely this group, this Hydra that I call, and the oil industry, and there's supposed to be about 50 multi-billionaires that are in this group called, they used to call it the Mega Group, and they were in support of what Israel was doing. They were in support of them taking.
Okay, now wait. Again, this is just. I don't know where you're going with this.
Because the Middle East, this whole thing of going. This is all about global domination. This group is not for America. They're not for anybody except themselves. And so Americans, we need to be pulling together. Jewish people too. All Americans need to understand that this group is bent on destroying our Constitution. And taking over the country.
Okay. Well, all right, Bill. I don't disagree with what you're saying, but I've got to leave it there because just let me move on. But I don't know. You just sound like you're getting real close to some overarching conspiracy theories that always give me the heebie-jeebies. Okay. I mean, they really do. The most vicious people in the history of the human race were not Jews. Now the Israeli government. And the Zionist movement has a real ugly history, but it's real brief. It's still ugly where it concerns what happened to the Palestinian people. Now, we understand that. That's one of the issues I don't talk about enough on this program. But when you start talking about these overarching theories of global domination and so on and so forth, please don't get into the Jewish thing because it's never been that way. Okay? Who has wanted global domination? If you take a look, they're Christians of some sort, or they're Gentiles of some sort, or they're atheists of some sort. You know, the Jews, for 5,000 years, have had their asses handed to them every time they turn around, and Hitler almost wiped them all out. So this global domination, multi-billionaire thing, please, don't do that on this program. All right? Now, you know what I'm saying, Bill. You know exactly what I'm saying. And so do my listeners. They know what I'm saying right now, too. We can criticize the hell out of the government of Israel. Today, 10 years ago, 40 years ago, they are a legitimate target, as is any government of any sovereign nation. That's fair game. And most religions are fair game because of their bloody, nasty, conquering history. But it just so happens that you really have to look in order to find a murdering Jew who is similar to murdering Gentiles. Are we clear on that? And I don't think you can find one unless you go back to Joshua or somebody out of the Old Testament. So again, don't do that. Now, where were we? Freddie is calling from Miami. Freddie, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Fine, thank you. I just have a real simple question to ask you. We meaning the people that listen to your program, and I know that you more or less are pretty positive about the way you feel about the troops, the U.S. troops, specifically over in Iraq, and withdrawing the troops immediately, if mm-hmm. not sooner or later.
Right.
Now, consider this. I just saw a program on Frontline tonight called Private Warriors, and there are over 50,000 contractors in Iraq. Now, what is that going to do from a corporatist point of view to the economy of the United States?
Well, hold on, Freddie. We'll talk about it as soon as I do this break. Hold on, hold on. I'll come back. I got a break here. This is Air America. I'm Mike Malloy.
The world turned in a bloody tide of war and death and genocide. 57 million died. Remember, it's happening again. It's happening again. Can't you see?
You're listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. Debate's over. Globe is warming. That was the headline 2 weeks ago in USA Today, which is rarely accused of being liberal. So now even the mainstream media has caught on. What's the Bush administration's response? Keep pushing fossil fuels. A new report on MotherJones.com has revealed that the Bush administration is pouring money into coal, touting coal as the quote-unquote clean fuel of the future. Not solar, not wind, coal. Their first step was to loosen environmental regulations on the coal industry. Now the administration is subsidizing coal with $250 million a year, theoretically to develop cleaner technologies. But both the Government Accounting Office and the Energy Department have found that Bush's new programs are slow-moving, mismanaged, and less effective than the environmental regulations they're replacing. Policies like this make their buddies rich. But this administration is fiddling with energy policy while the world burns. Get the full story on MotherJones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
In the game of life, what's in your credit report can make all the difference in the world.
The Smith family going for a home loan. The referees are reviewing their credit report.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and get your credit report instantly online for free.
Upon further review, the loan is approved.
Be prepared for the biggest games of your life. Log on to freecreditreport.com. That's freecreditreport.com.
Are you tired of mortgage, car, and credit card payments? What if I told you that you could eliminate all of your debt, including your mortgage, in 9 years or less? You probably wouldn't believe me, and I wouldn't have believed it either, until I met financial advisor Howard Ruff, author of The Truth, What Debt Reduction Companies Don't Want You to Know. He recommends No More Mortgage as the ideal solution for elimination of your debts. They took my 30-year mortgage, my car loans, my IRS debt, and my credit card bills, and consolidated them into a custom plan just for me. I'll be completely out of debt in under 8 years, and it didn't cost me one penny more than what I was already paying. This is the real deal. Call them now.
800-401-9418. No More Mortgage is not a debt consolidation company. They eliminate debt. If you're a homeowner and have $10,000 or more in non-mortgage debt, call now. 800-401-9418. 800-401-9418.
Did you know there's an affordable way to renovate your kitchen without major construction? With cabinet refacing from Sears Home Services, you can transform your kitchen without the cost, time, or massive totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call for a free in-home estimate and design consultation at 1-800-828-1200. With Sears Cabinet Refacing, choose from hundreds of decorator styles to help create the kitchen of your dreams. Your kitchen can look brand new in about 4 to 6 days. Products and services are provided by a Sears authorized contractor. License number available on request. So don't replace your cabinets, just reface them. Call Sears Cabinet Refacing for a free in-home estimate and design consultation at 1-800-828-1200. Some restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Ask your consultant for offer details and written warranty. That's Cabinet Refacing from Sears Home Services. 1-800-828-1200. That's 1-800-828-1200. 1200.
Head driving to Valero. Gotta fill her up fast. I fill my tank to the brim with performance gas. Head driving to Valero.
Vroom, vroom, vroom.
I make a turn for the better.
Vroom, vroom, vroom.
Head driving to Valero. For all the vroom you need.
Get more vroom for your buck. Valero. Value, variety, vroom.
Ready for a liberal helping of truth? It's more of Mike Malloy.
Are you always in confusion? Surrounded by illusion? Sort it out. You'll make out. Seem to make a good beginning. Someone else ends up winning. Don't you care? Don't you care?
10 minutes before the hour. Thanks to the usual crew, Colin Tipton, Jason Isaac, and David Fizikas in New York. Chris in Minnesota, Ben in Illinois, Mark Marshall in New York State, Jim in Arkansas, and our executive producer, Catherine Day, here in the foothills of the North Georgia Mountains. Back to, where were we? Who were we talking? Freddie in Miami. All right, well, you're talking about these private armies, right?
Yes, sir, that's right.
Yeah,
I'm sorry to interrupt. I just don't see a pullout as an option. I mean, we can deceive ourselves. And you can have as many radio talk shows that the AM frequency can hold. I just don't see it as an option. I just saw this program Frontline tonight, right, called Private Warriors, and there are over 50,000 private contractors out there. Maybe 20,000 to 30,000, including Halliburton, are American private companies. Now,
okay. Well, I'm kind of confused here. What does that have to do, Freddie, with the pullout of bringing U.S. troops home?
Well, I just don't see how. I mean, how can you just pick up and leave a country that you just, you know?
The same way you went in. you just go.
Yeah.
But that takes leadership. Now, the reason I'm having a little trouble understanding you,
yeah,
I know what's going on, and that's the privatization. Don't forget, these sons of bitches believe in outsourcing everything, including war.
Yes.
There's not a Republican in America who wants to send their kid to go fight the war that they support. There's not a Democrat in America, I don't think, who wants to go fight in a war that they don't support.
Okay.
So what's the solution? The solution is just like, you know, all the information on your electric bill. It's handled by somebody in India or some, you know, someplace like that. So when it comes to fighting a war, outsource it. There are all sorts of companies that have formed since the Reagan years who, in a gentler time, we would have called mercenaries. French Foreign Legion, you know, mercenaries, paid killers is what
right.
They are. They're hired to go kill people. That's all. They're hired to kill and destroy. You know, we can pull our troops and still have our palatial $300 million gold-plated embassy for Cheney's cronies. We don't need our soldiers dying for that. You know, what these people are talking about, eventually, this is a Republican idea. That has nothing to do with patriotism. It has nothing to do with defending the homeland or keeping our borders secure. It has to do with empire. What did the Romans do? When did the Roman Empire start to fall? When the citizens no longer went to war with whoever was leading them. When they started hiring people.
Thank you, sir.
What the United States has begun doing. This has been done kind of quietly under the table, and that's what the frontline thing was all about. They're outsourcing murder, conflict, battle, which to these mercenaries is nothing except go kill.
Very good. Now, I don't suppose that because of the prepping that you do for this program that you had the opportunity to tape the program, but if you ever need a copy, I'll be glad to send you.
Well, somebody, it's going to be rebroadcast. Those frontline things are always rebroadcast,
yes.
And as soon as we see it on our cable system, we'll throw a tape in and capture it. And you can always go to pbs.org, I think, and click on Frontline.
Now I see why the Republicans want to take away PBS, because it's really good solid journalism.
Sure.
You don't get Fox there.
No, absolutely.
Thank you, Mike, for taking my call. Have a good night and take care.
Absolutely. Thank you,
bye-bye.
Freddie. Appreciate you checking in. Private armies, you know, private killers, you know, nothing applies to them. The Geneva, Jashmiva, you know, it means nothing. Geneva Conventions, summary executions, hey, let's do it. These people are not bound, you know, private killers, private armies, they're not bound by any laws. They're bound by whatever laws the corporation that hired them puts into effect. Don't kill anybody under the age of 8 months. Okay. All right. Okay, I won't do that. But when these people are sent into a so-called war zone, they're given carte blanche. Go. Kill. That's what the hell are we paying you $150,000 a year for? Dummy, get to work. The idea of collective defense, the idea that a nation should raise a citizen army, that everybody should be involved, that there should be a universal draft, is gone. Because a universal draft means that hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people, have a say in what's happening, in what U.S. foreign policy might be, especially if an army is needed. All those parents, all those wives, all those husbands who say, wait a damn minute, why are we fighting? So no, this regime, this came up the other night, this regime doesn't want a draft. Hell no. Because that becomes a point around which the people can rally and say, no, we're not going to support your fascist ideas or your ideas of American empire. No, we're not going to do it. So what's the solution? The solution is what they're doing right now, building private armies while they use young Americans as cannon fodder. These people don't give a damn. The Bush crime family, they don't care how many American young men are killed over there and young women. They just don't care. That's the cover. Do you know what's going on behind the cover? Look at the Frontline program. I didn't see it. I only know what the subject is. But this has been going on for 20 years. It's finally going on, really going on. Patriotism? It's a laugh. It's a joke. Who are you going to be patriotic for? This is the age of globalization. Who are you going to fight for? You're going to fight for the flag and mom and apple pie? Oh, bat squeezed. You're going to fight for a paycheck. Period. End of story. I'll see you tomorrow night. Take care. Watch your back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
Malloy on Air America Radio.
Age 57 Healthline, how may I help you?
I need help. I'm getting married in 6 weeks, and I can't stop eating. I've tried low-carb diets, but I'm still so hungry, I'm never going to fit into my wedding dress.
Don't panic, ma'am. I can talk you through it. We'll get some help to you immediately. Can you give me your exact location?
Millions of Americans suffer from overeating. H57 Hoodia is an all-natural appetite suppressant developed to help reduce your appetite using South African Hoodia, a rare cactus featured on 60 Minutes for its amazing hunger-reducing qualities.
Ma'am, H57 Hoodia is on its way. For future food cravings, look for H57 Hoodia at Duane Reade, Long's, and CVS Pharmacies. Be careful of cheap imitations. H57 Hoodia contains South African Hoodia in its purest form.
Great. Thanks, H57. I can't wait to start eating less today.
Get H57 today. Call the H57 Healthline for your risk-free supply. Call 800-227-0361. That's 800-227-0361. Money-back guarantee. Call